All right, ladies and gentlemen, Hannah, will you put that in the middle of the ottoman?
I'd be honored.
Yay, thank you. So this is for the sake of the recording.
That probably sounded great on it.
Yeah, I bet it did. This is session 8 of Dragon Hearts.
Away.
We're doing something, brother. I don't know what we're doing.
That's reassuring.
I did want to have a conversation with everyone because I want to poll everyone, but I want it on the recording so that we can reference it later.
Yes.
And so that Paul can hear it before he gets back in town. If I get this uploaded before he gets back in town, A, and then B, if he listens to it. It's not bad, but I watched a video this past week that was about, different types of roleplay in tabletop games, and kind of the difference between open and closed roleplay, which I would briefly define. I'll also take the video and I'll post it in the Discord so that if people want to actually watch the whole thing, it was very informative.
It was.
Closed roleplay being, where everyone keeps all of their information very close to the chest, and players only know the information that their characters know. So if their character is not in the room for something that happened, then they don't know it. Or if there's a part of the world building that their character has never interacted with before, even if it would be helpful to know, they don't know anything about it. And then there's open roleplay being the opposite of that, where the players know information that their characters don't, but they just are able to sort of keep the difference and know that their characters can't act off of information that they have that their characters don't. And I feel like most of what we've been doing in Dragon Hearts has been very closed. And as if we've been doing a lot of secret sessions, we've been doing Nightwatch secret because it's like, well, everyone else is asleep, so of course they wouldn't be there. But the video does a lot to explain some common problems with doing closed roleplay, and I feel like we've run into a lot of them in the beginning of this campaign. Right. The fact that there's all of you have really interesting and fascinating backstories. Nobody else knows what any of them are, and therefore, it's really difficult for that to come up naturally and play, and not feel like it's just for shock value, but for it actually to play into the story.
Yeah.
Cough, cough, Paul being some sort of carnivorous fish or whatever.
Oh, yeah, last carnivorous fish is crazy.
He compared himself to an anglerfish, I think.
Yeah.
I do remember
too many secrets, and it's like, I don't know what to do.
And the only time anything ever comes up is when we do Nightwatch. Like, we talk to
Night Watch, which usually is done in secret with other people.
Yes. And then, if someone tells me something in secret, I'm not going to be like, hey, guess what Witness told me, guys?
Be rude if we had already decided that was a secret and we were going to do that. But then other things just being clarifying when the difference between when a character is upset at what the DM's NPC is doing versus when a player is upset at what the DM is doing. Which none of this is to call any particular one person out. I think that we have all been struggling with this in various capacities. I know that I have been struggling with this in various capacities, both in this and previous campaigns, and so I thought that this video was very informative about kind of clarifying some of that. Very interesting, I'll send it to everyone. So, what does that mean for the game? I don't intend for us to sit around in a powwow circle and everyone share everything about their backstory. That is not my intention for this.
You have the talking stick.
I'm not doing that. I don't think everyone needs to come up with a 5-page summary of their backstory and send it to everybody else, because I don't think that's necessary. And if people want information about their backstories to not be known, then I think that is, we can work with that.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I think that things will change is I think that we will just, I think the two things that will probably change is that we will probably be doing Nightwatch and without people leaving, everyone will just be in the room. And everyone will just have to know that, my character is not awake for Nightwatch. I mean, we were doing that the whole time. None of this is new.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the things I feel like we're struggling with now were not a problem when we were playing Strixhaven. And Strixhaven, we didn't have any secret sessions.
No.
Until very late in the game. Everything was done out in the open. Even, we all sat there and watched Hope confess her feelings to each other. None of us were there.
All just staring her down.
I missed out on that.
And that was so much memorable cool.
Wait, was that later on?
No, that was early. That was
okay. Yeah,
in the library. And they're like, that library.
And being like, hey, that's cool that you're a tiefling. Okay, bye.
And that being his whole motivation for leaving cult later, you're welcome for that one. But it insanely destroyed me. Yeah, so like that, like all of those things, like those are more fun when we are all able to see them. People feel less left out.
Yeah.
So we will probably be doing Nightwatch in front, and just without it being secret sessions, everybody together. And we will probably do, I will probably stop calling for, or I will call for a lot less secret sessions.
Yeah.
And then if there is somebody who is like, no, I want to have this conversation with this character in private because I only want this player to know this information, then we can do that. But I will probably stop calling for those nearly as often. Does anybody have any questions?
I have an addition.
Yes.
Another point of it was if people have even an inkling of what's going on, they A, know something is there to be discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, there's so many secrets or things that just never come up in any right of them. Until you finish the campaign, you're like, oh, this is what's going on by in the background. And everyone's like, oh, I kind of wish I had known that. That would have changed how something might have gone.
Which, yeah, like, I, like, for clarification, I had that problem when we were doing Corrupted Key, because there were elements of the Jack of Hearts backstory that I didn't tell anybody about, and it completely got missed over. Which is not a fault of anyone in particular, but, like, as an example of how that turns out. Everyone put a lot of thought into their characters. I want all of that effort to be shown in front of everyone else. Sorry, continue.
No, you're good. That investment also helps when we do have big character moments, so it's not just, oh, that's...
Why is this such a big deal?
Yeah, why is this such a big deal? Or like, oh, I didn't know that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
They have some good examples in the video. Like Macy said, I definitely recommend watching it.
Yeah.
I'll find it and post it.
Yeah. It's in my... You sent it to me. That's probably the easiest way for you to find it. I think there's definitely worthwhile things to take from it. I don't think we need to radically change how we do things. Mm-mm. But I do agree with pretty much everything Macy has said so far. That's obviously up to everyone else's interpretation. That's why this is a polling event, not a...
Yes, I want to know how everyone else feels about it. I'm curious if other people at the table are experiencing the same tension that I feel like I'm feeling as a DM. Yeah. And I am curious if everyone thinks that this is a viable solution in order to... Because this is essentially, we're not doing anything different. This is a return to form, essentially. This is what we were doing at the beginning of Strixhaven. We are just returning back to that.
I will say, yeah, it feels weird sometimes, like, a little bit. Because I know, like, even though in-game we've only been together as, like, a group for, like, a few days, I feel like I'm used to knowing more about people's character. And, like, I know nothing about Viggo. I know nothing. I know his name. I know he's related to Gunnar. That's it. And I know he likes gold. Yeah. That's all I've got. And usually by this time, I at least know, like... Oh, I would know what your job is. I'm not even sure what you do for work. Yeah. I'm not even sure where you live or where you came from. I have nothing to go on.
You're saying that about Annie as well.
Yeah, like Annie. I'm like, I know nothing about this girl. I know she shoots bow, can't read. That's what I got. And I feel like I'm missing out on sharing some stuff that's going on with you guys because of that.
Kind of almost the opposite, but like the same point, but on the opposite side of the spectrum is... I don't remember who I've told what to.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up... Sorry.
No, you're good. I will finish real quick, and then I'll let you can say what you're going to say. I've had multiple instances where I say, hey, information. And you go, I don't remember that, and it's because I told Will. And I'll go to Will. I say, hey, information. He's like, I don't remember that. It's because I told Nathan.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you could speak Draconic last episode, or last session. I'm like...
Part of that might have to do with the fact that we haven't met very much either. That we've had so many gaps in between sessions.
Yeah.
And Zoe and I have had a little bit of that conversation because I'll mention, oh yeah, like this has come up between them too. And she's like, I didn't even know that. I'm like, and that's not because I didn't want to tell you. It's just we haven't had one-on-one or any time to talk about anything since almost the beginning.
Yeah.
Have any of y'all watched a movie that might have been like, maybe a little complex or non-linear or something, like one of the Fancy Pants movies that, like, and you're watching it with someone who didn't pick up on something or you didn't pick up on something. So by the end of the movie, you're like, it's crazy that guy was his uncle was actually his long-lost father. It's like, what are you talking about? It's like,
yeah.
like you're on different pages for like yeah. it's like, oh, it's crazy that Annie was actually
a dragon. All
was actually
along.
A three no- was actually three gnomes in a trench. You didn't pick up on that, and it's like suddenly you're not all of none of you are on this, we're not on the same page, and the whole like
that's almost the exact point the guy in the video makes.
Yeah,
yeah, oh, and it's like we can also role
appreciate
play
it. I might later.
In the same way that we can role play as our characters
go for it.
To do like we can role play our characters.
I'll
not
lay
know
across
things,
all.
But do stuff in a way that might like invoke that and get
yeah.
into the story. Because we're ultimately now, when we don't know things, we are just like awkward actors that don't know the script.
Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. The video goes into that.
We
a lot.
Can't be like we're a part of the bits, but now we can't
participate.
We don't. Yeah, we don't. When we don't have info, we can't like participate in the bits.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
The other point was we're doing this. From a, like, state of mind kind of thing. So, like, if someone is acting suspiciously, unless that person is specifically saying, hey, my character's acting suspiciously, how would you know?
Well, yeah. and it's like, yeah. it helps to differentiate what is player behavior and what is character
yeah,
behavior. He specifies
saying,
that
yeah.
one as well. Video's very interesting. I put it in the Discord, so if people want to go back and watch it, you're more than welcome to. So I think we could probably, does everyone feel comfortable with at least the two things that I suggested? That, like, we'll probably do Night Watch with everyone here at the table,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. then I will probably stop calling for secret
yeah.
sessions.
Yeah, because I want to know your characters.
Yeah, well,
I
want to
know
your like,
characters.
Yeah, and I feel like that we will have more fun, and it will be more informative for everyone. I feel like that there will be less miscommunication. If we just all have this information up front, as long as people think, and I feel like that we're kind of working now that like I don't feel like no one has such ulterior motives that you would have to like in like you as a player would know information about a character and have to actively remind yourself that like, hey, my character can't act off of this information.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Wes had known that Jack was planning to steal his gauntlets the whole time, that would have been, or if Nathan had done that, it would have been very hard for you to pretend that Wes was not suspicious.
Yeah, see,
because
that,
Wes didn't have information to work off of.
Yeah, that was a golden moment, though.
So, and there might be things that, like, if there are secrets between player characters, then we work that out. But if there is a player character that has their own internal secrets, then maybe we do that more in front of people so that people get to engage with that and become invested in it. So.
Yeah. So, to Macy's previous point and current point, like, I think we went most of Corrupted Key up until the reveal of, like, what's going on with Jack. Like, I think y'all had, like, oh, Jack serves somebody, but, like, everything seems cool with that.
Can you
like, there
serve?
Was nothing.
No, serve
the there was nothing there pointing to, like, oh, this is like a bad situation where she, like, Jack is being.
We just like, oh, he's in love with her. Oh, he likes
exactly.
her.
Like,
oh.
So that's what I said earlier. The first thing you have to know is that something is going on to be discovered.
Yeah.
If there is a mystery, but you aren't receiving any clues about it, it's a bit weird to at the end say, aha, you were fooled, when it's like,
yeah.
how was I supposed to know?
I didn't know
right.
that there was anything to discover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
That
well, that's...
Sorry, I was taking a drink. I was going to say, it requires, like, intention. It's not just throwing something every once in a while. It is intentionally being like, hey, I'm, like, my character's acting in this way. There are things going on.
Uh-oh.
He's
using
his grip for this. Mars, maybe go to your room.
Or go to your other chair, but baby, you've got other
go
chairs.
Go sit in timeout.
She said, oh, you want to give me lovin'?
But yes.
And it requires attention. It requires, like, some the people have to know something is going on.
Yeah.
I'm
going to inquire now. So, I'm glad that we seem to all be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, sorry if you're not.
That's fine. We can discuss this. We could. This is not a one and done conversation.
True.
It would feel unfair, certainly, to have this conversation without Paul being able to contribute his own thoughts. So, this is not a one-and-done conversation. We will continue to address this as we go along. I don't have, like, clear break points in order to put out surveys like I did for Strixhaven, but I will start putting out surveys again if that's necessary.
Yeah.
So, this was just more of a informal discussion about some stuff that I had learned recently that connected with some of the tension that I had felt. And was curious if we were all on the same page about that, and it seems like we are. Yeah. So.
Yes.
All right.
And we will bring back the cards if we need to for Night Watch.
Yes.
I still have that.
I don't know where they all end up, so I'm just saying, like, wherever they end up.
I got my one with Duro sleeping on it.
Oh, cute! Wait, that's so freaking precious.
A gummy worm?
Yeah.
You're a gummy worm.
Yeah, that's probably.
The one from way
just hand
it
all back.
There's another bag open somewhere.
Yeah, no, I finished it. There was a month left.
Gotcha.
I gotta get rid of them. I've had them too long.
So.
Fingers fail.
That being said, who wants to give us a recap of last session?
Let's see.
Dragon.
We helped the dragon escape.
Mm-hmm.
We fought. There was the two knights. One of the knights we friggin' obliterated. We
you
just like headshot point
him.
Blank.
That was pretty great though.
We're gonna have to figure out how your character feels about that.
Knight Junior. Was she a trainee knight or she was just like
No, she was just
another
knight.
Weak.
Okay.
I think she was junior in the sense that she was less experienced.
She was a junior in the sense that her brother had the same name.
The other guy was slightly higher rank.
I think there was, let's see, when we were trying to sort it out, and so the dragon, dragon cult wanted to go south.
They wanted to go away.
They wanted to go away, but eventually, dragon woman, she wanted to go south to eventually basically prevent the industrialization of the south.
You learned through some correspondence that seems to be the goal of other sects of the cult.
So that would put us to go south. However, the oracle wanted us to go north to fulfill the prophecy. So we were a bit at an impasse. I think we wanted to go north. Meanwhile, no. Lickness,
healed her.
Granted, he healed her. I'm gonna say he did not.
No.
Nick's assumption, he was not
trying to free her.
Yes, but she got free. So now there's a witness. She's gone, and so we're probably gonna be hunted by the Pope. The papacy in this universe controls the electrical power plants,
uh-huh.
And also is also the number one defense contractor for fighting off the wildlife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so now they're probably gonna get on our behinds.
I mean, it kind of felt like that was inevitable anyway, but yeah.
Yeah.
But so we were going to try to go north?
South.
Well, no, because August had his whole. Talking to his credible source.
Yes.
She's
a very credible source, guys. You don't understand.
For you. Not for literally anybody else.
We were told if we head north, we died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we gotta go south.
We would see the man behind the slaughter.
I think even after the session,
we would be the slaughter.
Zoe and I were like, what did we decide? Are we going to Ilya or Tanakh?
So,
I don't think we came to a solid decision.
We did not make a decision because we left with... Ayane yelling at Lickness for possibly
I think it was
helping
just for the
prisoner.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, that's what we're calling it today, folks.
It wasn't just Lickness, it was August as well.
Okay, I can't remember.
I was startled.
So.
Probably makes more sense to go to Ilya since it's kind of on the way.
She's been so peaceful this
entire
time.
I guess it depends on what we're trying to accomplish.
So,
I wonder if we could go to Iliad.
Iliad.
I think you're thinking of.
You're thinking of the Iliad by Homer.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of.
Homer J.
And see if the.
Okay.
The Ecclesia Draconis people know anything more about the Septum Magicum. Mm.
Okay. That's an option.
If not that...
I'm getting the signs.
It's fine.
I'm getting the signs.
You know,
she's
being
a menace.
If not that, then straight south to...
Tanakh. Yes.
I will remember all these names.
Eventually. We'll get there.
Listen, I just learned all your guys' names.
What was the thing in Ilya that we were going to go do? There was something with the... Not Septa Magica, what was the other one? The Ecclesia?
Yeah.
Ecclesia Draconis.
Yeah. Right?
That's what we're saying, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just trying to remember, because I couldn't remember exactly what the thing was with Ilya.
There's also a potentially evil her. Don't know who her is, but she is evil.
Her what? Evil her?
Huh? Her be evil.
Where?
I don't know, actually.
And what context was
what
this?
What context is evil her?
Listen, all I wrote from my notes to my session was her, arrow, evil. And that's all I got, man.
Are you talking about fighting the
Lady
monkey
Viola?
Guy?
No. This is someone else.
Did they give someone else a name?
No.
Who said that?
My patron.
Okay.
Oh.
An incredible source. Sorry. I don't ask questions when she tells me things.
She is evil. Can you enlighten us?
No. I was like, okay.
I do have to ask you.
If I have something that increases my dexterity to what would be a 22, does that mean I get a +6?
What do you have? Because most of those things will say a max of 20.
Yeah.
It doesn't say a max.
Do you mind if I see that real quick?
I have a question.
Celerity.
This is a bit of a meta question.
Mm-hmm.
How...
Is this a spell?
It's a mutagen thing.
How flexible is our story quest? Because I feel like we're being drawn towards two ambiguous directions by fate.
Oh, three.
Three.
A meta answer. I do not have a direction for you guys to go in next. You pick wherever you want to go, and we will pick up the story wherever that is.
Okay.
I have stuff seated throughout the world. We will discover when we get to it.
Heck yeah. Just start going.
Ow. My neck hurts. I shouldn't have done that.
Bro.
What did you do?
I nodded really hard.
And go do that.
You started headbanging.
Did you pull something? Probably my... I just had like a huge knot right back here this morning when I woke up.
Doesn't say.
So
I needed more information. I didn't want to use your phone to do it.
Tell you what, I'm going to while they're talking, Constantine, much like a high schooler who sits at the adult table while the parents are talking about some sort of like political or familial drama, he's going to be zoning out in the same way as you would play with your mashed potatoes with the fork while your dad is talking about his estranged sister. He is going to take off his hat, and he is going to play around with it, and he's going to add an infusion, enhanced arcane focus.
Ooh.
+1 to spell attack rolls, and I ignore half cover when casting light.
Oh!
So you see him? He's just like, oh god, how would he mechanically do this, but without like half out of boredom?
That makes more sense. It is temporary.
Yeah.
And he, you see him? He's probably just like playing around with like a little magnifying glass or something.
He's burning a leaf with the sun.
Yeah. It makes me think about, I remember seeing this picture of this guy who was like, hey, how'd you get so good at Overwatch? And he showed a picture, and it's just like he glued a magnifying glass to the reticule on his computer screen.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. That's what I'm thinking.
That's such a smart idea.
That's so funny.
Connie is like doing, he's playing around with a magnifying glass, and it's like, and he's like, doing some spell stuff with his little hat.
Okay. So we have a couple options how we start this thing off. We can either everyone, because we're kind of at the end of the day, and I'm assuming that we have at minimum made the decision that y'all are not going with the dragon cult, because Viola did offer to take y'all with her.
Yes.
Right.
But she understood that if y'all had other business, that you would go off and do it on your own.
Yeah. No, we're going to... I know at least we're going to do the other business. I didn't think
okay.
we were going to.
So we can either... You guys can either head back to town, head back to Sasa's.
Yeah, I think it's...
Sleep on it and decide in the morning, or we can try and iron out where you guys want to go now and then go off...
I think we
set
should
off in the morning.
Sleep on
I was
going
to say, I think
sure.
we should sleep, ease some of the tensions that are currently circulating.
Yeah, I think all everyone needs food and water and rest after fighting and
yes.
all of that stuff.
After killing their first man.
But not their last.
I don't want to be used to
murder, what? So you guys part ways with Viola and her band of the Order of Ascendant Flame. You guys.
I have a question. How is it a cult?
Because the cult, it is, because all of the members of the cult, like, worship dragons, like the fact that he's a prophet.
Right. Okay.
It's like a dragon worshiping cult.
Okay.
But like the people who are higher up, like Viola, are like, I'm not gonna get caught up in that because I am a dragon. Mm-hmm.
I was just kind of thinking about it. I'm like, so far they just kind of seem like a group of refugees a little bit. So that yeah.
They're like a they've got the religious fervor of a cult. And the aims of a revolutionary militia.
Okay, that makes more sense. Sorry, I just wanted to clarify
you're good.
That for myself.
You guys part ways with the Order of the Ascended Flame. Head back to Loren. Sasa is overjoyed to see you guys come back. She was a little worried that it hit you guys were gone for so long, but was quite relieved to see that you all returned safely and in good shape. She does not ask questions about why the Dragon Slayers did not come back to town. She's been around these parts long enough to know to not ask questions that she doesn't want answers to, and she's not gonna ask those.
Uh-huh.
I feel like she's also been involved with Gunnar enough to know not.
Yeah. She knows not to ask Gunnar questions she doesn't want answers to, so she's just like, you know what? If they're not around here bothering my people, I don't care.
Yeah.
But she set you guys up with food, and you guys have your rooms that you've been staying in. So you all sort of not you all part ways for the evening.
Yes.
Can I ask
how my reading is going?
What are you trying to do? What have you been doing in order to
probably that? Just taking some of the books that I took from the Oracle's library and like reviewing over those and
okay.
trying to just like practice as much as I can
mm-hmm.
with
okay.
Because I'm assuming like I think did we discuss that you like Gunnar and Ianni had like a moment of like. Him trying, kind of showing her
that, and
yeah.
also being like you're in this place where like Sasa is, and she can
yes.
definitely teach.
Yes.
Yeah. I think Sasa's been helping. I think Gunnar's been helping.
So.
Yeah.
The most of the books that you pulled from the oracles are like super dense.
She's gonna have a crazy vocabulary after this.
It is.
You're now. I pull out some children's books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get some YA novels in there.
Yeah. So you have graduated from super dense history books to children's picture books.
Zoe and I were talking about this earlier. It's not like she doesn't know the language at all. At this point, it's just figuring out how the letters.
Match
word.
The word.
Match
yes,
the word.
Like
how the
linguistics aspect works
yeah.
on it, and like how the like phonics.
Yeah, well,
like,
it's almost
not
kind of like
from scratch.
Yeah. It's like you can recognize what some of the words are, but you don't have like the reading comprehension to understand what those sounds.
Yes. Yeah. I'm having flashbacks to my first grader.
Yeah, you're at a first grade reading level right now.
Great, I'm learning about Magic E.
Yep. So
getting more flashbacks.
Oh, brother, I'm getting more flashbacks, man.
A very hungry caterpillar.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, gosh. So, all right. So you guys all...
I like how probably the least literate person is teaching the most literate person, But our characters are reversed.
That's what you look like.
Dang it, it's not unlocked.
So I'm gonna say, let's see, we got some order to get out of the way. Ianni, while you were asleep, you are, you, after reading many, many books full of words that you are only just starting to begin to understand.
The letters dance in your head like sugar plums.
Yes. You finally put them aside in order to go to sleep.
Sure.
And when you...
I'm sure you're meeting me for real.
Truly. As soon as you kind of doze off into a sense of unconsciousness, you wake up and you are in the middle of the woods.
She's definitely just immediately gonna stand, like, sit, like, get to a standing position and try to, like, does she have anything on? Well, no, I mean,
yeah. Roll a wisdom save.
Oh, God.
Is this normal for you?
Oh, God, that was not good. I should not have rolled that dice. That is a 6.
You...
Akira!
You are really dazed and confused. Like, you're so tired and you don't know how you ended up here. Like, it's almost, like, hard to put your thoughts into like, comprehensible language.
Yes.
You're like, what? You're like...
So do I recognize the what? Like, do I recognize that this is still, like, around where, like, Sasa's...
That's a tree.
That's true.
You probably don't recognize the woods particularly. Like, that doesn't seem like a space that you've spent a lot of time in. But I will say that as you're kind of looking around, dazed, trying to get your bearings, you do smell smoke on the wind.
Okay. So near a fire of some camp, possibly campfire.
Forest fire.
Or a forest fire. Smokey, we need you. Can I try to figure out what direction the smoky smell is coming from?
Yeah.
True.
I'm assuming that would be survival.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oop.
Well, it's better. It's not great still.
It's pretty easy to figure out where smoke is coming from.
12, yeah. You're able to sort of like follow you're kind of able to follow the scent as it goes through, and you start to the closer you get to it, you realize that this is far more smoke that's coming off of a campfire. You're smelling like it's starting to seep into the air. There are embers floating through the trees. You are walking into a lot more fire than you probably originally anticipated.
Yeah. Okay, can I run more now?
Yeah, you run and kind of close the distance pretty quickly, and you see that you are at the outer wall of Loren, and the city is on fire.
Again?
Roasty toasty.
Is this...
Can I tell if this is, like, a natural... If, like, this is, like... I guess I couldn't really tell if it's dragon... Like, a dragon did it versus, like, people.
It's probably not going to make a whole bunch of difference. Roll me another wisdom save. Actually, wait. As you're staring up at the fire, you do hear... a voice next to you.
Spooky...
And it just says, you know, I never anticipated she'd come back for me. and now roll me another wisdom save.
Oh, shit.
Roll me a constitution save.
I'm getting more confused. I thought I knew who this was, but now I'm not sure. There we go. Yeah. That's, you said wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
That is 19.
19? Perfect. You look over and there's the form of... like a older gentleman, probably in his 50s. But he's like, he is, he seems like a sort of like a wise mentorly figure. But you notice that his shape is sort of like shimmery. Like he's almost a bit translucent as you're looking at him. And he has a sort of warm glow about him. And it's the moment you look at him and you go, oh, you're like, this can't be real. I'm dreaming. Like, this is a dream.
Yeah.
And you're like finally getting the sense that this is like not
actually
real.
Happening.
Yeah. This is not reality right now.
Okay. Who's coming back for you? What's going on?
He goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't anticipate anyone else to be here. I called for someone, but I guess I didn't really know who would arrive.
What did you need help that you were calling for something?
He goes, I have been calling for a very long time, but people tend to only people that care can really hear. So,
oh my god, I'm gonna cry.
But
this feels so Percy Jackson dream.
True.
Oh, it does.
This is for Oracle.
Turns out he's actually a
demigod.
That's why you're demigod.
That'd be amazing.
What can't read?
That'd be amazing.
Hardwired for ancient Greek.
Oh my god. Help with what? How long? I mean, how long have you been calling? What do you need help with? What? Are you in danger? Do I?
He goes, I mean, I suppose not so much in danger anymore. I was trapped, Doozy, he kind of looks up at the fire and he goes, but I'm free now. I'm not stuck here anymore.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh no.
It feels like he was probably the dragon heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, like, I didn't think they were coming. I was like, what? I was like, oh.
Yeah. Oh. Were you in the city? Were you?
He goes, yes, and it's. Don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful city, and
it was.
I'm sure that, and I enjoyed in some part watching over all of the little people, but it's not. You stay there for so long, you start to forget that the rest of the world exists around you, and so I called out for help, and I got more than I anticipated, I suppose. She always did have a hot-headed streak. I'm not surprised.
Lady Viola? Viola, what was her name?
Yeah. Or Viola, yeah.
Viola, yeah.
Yeah.
Lady Viola?
He goes, yes, you know her.
Yeah, we just met. She's something.
She was a student of mine. a great many years ago.
Yeah, she said she was old.
He just goes, is she now? Oh, she was not very old when I knew her, so.
Oh.
But.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Do you feel more at peace now?
He goes, I feel peace, perhaps, but also I feel unfinished. I feel like there is much change going on in this world. Mm-hmm. I do not think that it is... I do not want to wish to leave it in such a state. And he goes, I called out for help, but you must have answered as well. That's why you're here, is it not?
I don't really know why I'm here, if I'm going to be so honest. I mean, as you said, the world is not in a very safe or stable position, but my associates and I are trying to work to fix it and to make sure that it returns
to a peaceful and more relaxed state than what it has been prior.
He just kind of looks and he goes, yes, yes, more peaceful state. That is what I also wish. He goes, I have a proposition. And he basically explains,
stop it.
I said a proposition, not a proposal. Hold on.
Will, do the work now!
No, we're not going to be scared by those
nobody!
No, what? Stop!
Sorry. Nothing, it's fine.
Yeah.
I even got Will to blush, I feel accomplished. Macy's an easy target. Will's a little bit more tricky.
I mean,
anyways, back to
hey, me. Talk about easy targets.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
He basically explains that he knows of a type of magic that can. Basically anchor his soul to the material world in a way that will give you power as well. And he is able to sort of like take on, you're able to use his dragon form as a companion. Basically, he's like, if you will allow me to travel with you, then I can be of service to you and your friends and your goals.
I mean, that would be wonderful, but why me? There's other more dragon touched in our party. It's
he goes. I sense a goodness within you, and I think.
Secretly evil. You're the only one. It's like in those games where one person is the only good person and everyone else is pretending.
Gosh.
We're all spies.
He goes, no, I feel a sense of goodness, of sincerity from you, and I feel like that should be fostered in the world. I feel like that there should be more of you.
She does not know how to handle that. She does not know. I can certainly try. I don't know how well I'm going to accomplish anything. I mean, I feel like I'm not a very good candidate for this, if I'm being completely honest. I feel like there's enough... I don't want you to be in more danger because of things going on from my past.
He goes, well, a dragon can only die so many times. And
Bessie, what's that mean?
what is that?
And he goes, I find that it is often those who view themselves as unlikely candidates that are the most capable of carrying the burden. And she would never tell you this, but Viola was not always the best student herself. So I have a habit of picking those.
I mean, she's very cooperative now. I mean, I did a whole dragon call, and she responded.
Dude, you called this dragon?
Maybe
he heard your call.
I would say maybe that's because I did a roar, and like all of a sudden she appeared, and so I.
He just kind of looks at you inquisitively, and he goes. You know, I have never heard of a dragon call before, but maybe we can work on that together.
Bless him. Bless him. I mean, if dragon is a way to speak, so.
Yes, it is.
Dragon is a way to speak.
She's so right.
He puts a reassuring hand on him. And you feel like the warmth kind of radiating off of them. And he goes, I think that we are going, to make good friends. He goes, do you agree to my proposition?
Oh, yes, if you do trust me, I mean, I'm honored to have that
Yes or no?
I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry.
She goes, fine. And you see as this sort of like shimmery, fiery form transforms into a full-fledged dragon. As he kind of stands looming over you.
What does he look like?
It's hard to tell because there is sort of this like sort of translucent,
yeah, shimmery,
sort of like ghostly, yeah, almost as if his form is being like, as if almost like you're looking at something inside of a flame. It kind of appears in front of you. And you stand there incredibly still as he blasts a jet of fire that washes over you.
Ugh.
For a moment. And it first, your whole body tenses up as if, like, expecting pain. But it's just kind of like a warm shower. Like, just Ooh. Sort of floods you from warmth from head to toe. And then you wake up. And it's still night. It's still dark. All of your companions that are crammed into this one tiny room are still very much asleep. But you feel that there's like a warmth on your chest, and when you go to feel it, you can see almost as if a tattoo, like there's a mark on your chest that looks like a dragon.
Yo!
And it this sort of like fiery ember glow, and you feel as though the spirit of the dragon is within you now.
The dragon.
What is it called?
Did you come from an egg?
That's what I'm literally about to be like. I'm just like, so did they. So does this.
Am I an egg? Did I come from
an egg? Am I incubating?
This is like that
dude,
ghost dragon.
Else the dragon in their head. I love this.
It's like that ghost dragon you summon in Skyrim.
Yeah! No, I know what you're talking about.
Can't remember his name.
Going to like Welcome to me, drink warden now. I was like, we gotta figure out a way to make this happen mechanically.
gotta figure it out. I was technically I had just options in the book, but yes. I really did think you were gonna go with the bit of like you find an egg.
I did seriously consider it, and then I was like, no, we need to use something we've like already incorporated.
Yes.
You have to feed it though. It's like it takes like a whole cow to feed a day.
So,
but yes, yeah, so the dragon won't be that big when I summon it. It'll be like
yeah,
a smaller.
Yeah. Well, it's been we
just summon a full fledged dragon. We win every fight.
Yeah. It's been weakened in power from being a dragonheart for a while, and then now being dead. But you will basically be able to summon sort of like a corporeal
figure type thing
of That's the so dragon. Sweet. So, yeah, all the drake warden stuff applies. It will just be a ghost dragon.
Yes.
What cool. kind of dragon was he?
I think it shows that you can choose what kind of herb.
You know what? You tell me. What kind of dragon was he?
Hold on. Let me review
Ooh,
what it says in the...
That'd be cool.
Well, I mean, there's a pretty easy way. What element do you want? And then there's two options. There's the chromatic, and then there's the metallic.
I definitely want metallic.
Those are generally the good guys. But that's also just general D&D lore. I don't, like I said before, I don't know how much that applies to this world.
Yeah, it's whenever you summon the Drake, choose a damage type listed in its draconic essence trait. You can determine cosmetic characteristics of the drake, such as its color, scale, texture, or any visible effect of its drake.
So it can be different every time.
It sounds like you can be different every time. So it sounds like you just have like this, the power of a dragon that you can summon into it more.
Yes, exactly. It's like find familiar, but with dragon.
So it's a ghost dragon that could be anything.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think the general.
Did you ask what his name was?
I didn't. Oh God. You get a sense that his name was
Theridan.
Lola. His name was not Lola. He was not a showgirl. His name was Theridan.
Hit the hottest spot north of Savannah. Get it? Because the town's on fire.
Oh my God.
At least the girl's not on fire.
True. Alright, well, I guess she somehow has to go back to sleep.
Yep.
With this information now.
Roll a constitution saving throw.
Just
how many points of
exhaustion do you lose from having the buck wildest dream ever?
Guys, this is crazy. Just cross her arms and, like, slams back into the floor.
Vigo just wakes up and is like, I can make chemicals now.
I'm imagining that for some of y'all, your subclasses are, like, things that you were learning how to do and now know how to do now.
I finalized it.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Full Metal Alchemist.
As a part of becoming an alchemist.
You basically
an alchemist. Know how to make the cooking utensils.
Yeah.
Because they last until your next rest.
Yes. Or I can choose to flush it out of my system.
You can choose to flush it out, Yes, so that's what it was. Because I was like, that's kind of insane. And then it's like,
No.
Temporary thing. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
All right, so yes, going back to Shleepy.
I needed the context.
So it could last a whole fight, which is pretty good.
Yes, it could absolutely last for like a whole day.
Yeah.
As long as you don't rest. And it, I mean, at the end of the rest, you can make a new one anyway.
Yeah.
So you could kind of permanently have it by renewing it.
I'm still...
I mean, I was in the same thing. I had to pick which meta spells I wanted. That one feels a little more impactful, but I still had to pick, what meta spells I wanted.
Yeah. I have a couple that I know I want, but...
I had to pick my pact.
Yeah. What'd you pick?
The bug!
Oogaboog!
Oogaboog! That's my favorite pact!
Oogaboog!
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 Talisman.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm gonna pretend I know what that means.
Avatar.
I think it's the one that that's Glendon. What Glendon had.
Yep.
It means I can add plus a D4 to some of my rolls, which anything that will make me roll better.
Yeah.
You're
why not?
Lucky yet. Still, that's next level.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming you picked to take a.
I'm assuming we're waiting for Will to.
Yeah.
I just have some spells that I always have access to.
Yeah.
I have thaumaturgy now.
You haven't picked your subclass yet.
No, that is Alchemist.
Okay. Yeah, you picked Alchemist.
Ray
it.
Of Sickness and Healing Word. Or Healing War. Word, yeah, Word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are good ones.
Yerp.
Because they already
is
have...
Is that what Will's character was? Was he an Alchemist?
He was, no, he was like an armor smith.
No, he was.
Nobody's picked the Rocket Launcher person yet.
I was tempted.
Rocket Launcher.
But
what?
No one's picked yet. The Artificer.
I was tempted to do the Gunsmith, but I saw it because it was a... Macy had recommended Alchemist as a... As a subclass,
yeah.
Because I had previously discussed a while ago an Artificer, but it was like this eccentric snake guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was if I could play a Yuan-Ti.
Yeah.
He would have been a little bit more just like, guys, yes, hello, I have discovered this thing. It is called the M4 Carbine. Okay. Or something like that. He would have been a little bit more deranged than...
Have you seen Husband Hotel yet?
No.
Okay.
Why?
It just made me think of the snake character from it.
Oh, the guy.
Oh, Sir Fentius.
By Stamper.
That's a wild thing to call him, but sure.
Sir Fentius?
The snake guy from Hell. It's voiced by a famous old YouTuber that turned rough spot. He is.
No.
Never
that
mind.
It's Alex Brightman.
Yeah,
he plays
it's in Broadway. Yeah, it's a
Broadway
actor. Maybe you're thinking of like the original like pilot.
Yes,
you're thinking
yes
of
before
the pilot.
They have, and same thing with the lady. She got replaced with Brendan Rodgers.
Mm.
Why did she get replaced?
I don't know. A lot of people did.
Regardless,
I think everyone did.
Really?
Yeah, it was a pilot. They had different actors.
Anyway,
they replaced everybody.
But yes.
Anyway.
Okay. So, all right. So you guys wake up the next morning. Totally normal. I think everything is fine.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's been a few days now that like Sasa's place has started to clear out a little bit. Like many of the people who were like immediately injured are like well enough in order to go home. Some of the more seriously injured people are being able to move to more of, like, a central hospital location. Like, the inn and tavern is becoming more of an inn and tavern now, again. Sasa's place slowly seems to, having, over the course of the past several days, become more and more normal. So she treats you all to breakfast when you guys come downstairs. She's just like, so I was wondering, she kind of looks over at her, she goes, well, what are your plans now? Things are kind of wrapping up here.
Yeah, I think things are going to be fine here for a while.
It's going to take some time to rebuild, but we're gonna do what we can.
I think our plan is to go south.
Okay.
As for what we're doing south.
Well, there's a lot down there, so I don't blame you.
That's the question.
She goes, are you guys going to head back to headquarters, or...
Probably not a terrible idea, but I think there was somewhere we wanted to stop in Ilya first.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. I just know that they get a little antsy anytime that they don't hear from people for a long time. So I just would not want you drawing any more trouble your way. But who am I to meddle in y'all's business? The kids here are gonna be fine. I think we're all getting back up on our feet. It's going to take a while to rebuild, but we'll get there.
Yep.
Lorraine is a hardy town. It's going to take a bit more than that to bring us down. Not having a dragon heart is probably going to, I don't know. I hear talk of some people who are thinking about leaving, not moving somewhere else with more infrastructure now that doesn't look like we're getting a dragon heart anytime soon. But I don't know. I hate to see this town suffer any losses because of this any more than it already has, but I also understand you can't make people stay. But we're not going. She kind of looks around. She goes, we're not going anywhere. We're going to stay here for a while.
Yeah, can't make anyone stay, but it'll be good for the town to get back to kind of its roots. Mm-hmm. No less reliant on technology.
I would hope so as well. I think so. I think the people who stay will stay because they want to, and they want to see this town flourish. And so, whatever that turns out to be, we'll have to see when it comes.
I mean, you could always try to rebuild, maybe not necessarily with Dragonheart technology, but find other means of maybe of making tasks easier. Again, not involving Dragonheart technology, because it's obvious that that's probably not the most sustainable.
Well, particularly if it keeps attracting dragons to our town, it's not sustainable, that's for sure.
Not to mention expensive.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair. I guess that's part of what the Ecclesia Draconis is for. But so you guys are headed to somewhere in Ilya, making your way south?
Yeah, I think there was, I think we had discussed stopping somewhere on our way down to Tanakh.
Okay.
But
okay.
We'll be making our way down for the most part.
Yeah, there was something. Was it something to do with the Ecclesia Draconis that we were?
I think it might have been. I don't. This is Will not remembering.
Yeah, I
don't. Let's have to Magica.
Yeah, they had something in the Ilya capital, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. That might be the evil her. Set the Magica.
Perhaps.
We don't know.
I don't know. Let me say, our sources are very scattered.
I'm here too, guys. I'm in this episode too.
Who was your source again?
My lady.
His brain.
Hmm.
Oh no, you're referring to her as my lady? It's another Jack of Hearts situation.
I didn't think about that when you called
I sure didn't. It just felt like what he would do.
M'lady.
M'lady
does have the hat.
August and Jack Horton are the only people allowed to call somebody M'lady and it not be weird. Super bad and cringe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yes, we're going down south, so probably head to Ilia Capital first. I don't remember what that is called.
The capital of Ilia, old, is, it's, Caudelaire. It's C-H-A-U-D-E-L.
C-H-A-U-D-L.
A-I-R-E. Caudelaire.
Caudelaire.
I thought you said called Alaire.
I thought
I
did too.
Yeah, I heard too.
Then she started with C and I was like, oh.
Good rest.
I was
like, oh. It is a good rest stop. I might be able to have a friend horse to see someone there.
U-D-E?
Lair.
And Caudelaire has Dragonheart technology.
It's
the
birthplace.
So most likely there is something of importance here.
Chandelier.
Chandelier.
You're missing a U in there, but yes.
God dang it.
It's written down how I've written it down, and it'll be enough.
You just come across someone and say chandelier, and they're like, huh?
I mean, sometimes I write things down.
Paper head, the chandelier.
At this point, if it's Cadillair, I just gotta be
Cadillac.
A-A-D-U-L-A-I. Cadillair. That's how I remember it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yep. It was good seeing you and the kids again.
She goes, yeah, anytime that you can stop by, I know that they love it. So,
see if next time we can make it a little bit.
Under better circumstances?
Yes.
Yeah, that would probably help. She goes, she's like, well, I can pack you guys with provisions. It would be inhospitable of me to send you out with nothing. And so, like, she gets some of the kids and they kind of gather up some of the extra stores that they were given in order to, for all of the people in town. And they send you off with some of it as well. And so that you're all rationed up. So we're gonna do travel. kind of similarly to how we did travel in Corrupted Key, which is that we're basically just gonna have an extended period of time that people can talk to each other and then we just arrive.
That's what I did.
That's what
I couldn't remember what I did.
She's like, oh yeah.
You were like Corrupted Key and I was like,
yeah, of course we did Corrupted Key.
What did
I
do?
How did I do that again?
It's not gonna take you, it's probably only gonna take you a couple days to get there from Loren, because it's like you basically just follow the river down and then you end up in Caudelaire.
Down by the river.
Essentially, yes. Yeah, that's how it goes.
I feel like we already did that. The town was on fire.
Oh yeah.
Alright. So as we are traveling, the floor will be open for anyone who wishes to discuss this.
Do we're back on the
ship? Other people.
The crown ship.
The crypt. Dang it.
What? The crypt of what?
I was going to try to find combine crown and ship, but I don't think about things before I say them.
The crypt.
The crypt. And how would you say it? I'm like, oh, wait, that's actually a word. Hold on. It's better when it's not actually a word.
A carabiner.
That poor girl.
Car rib beam.
Car rib beam.
I have the feeling Constantine has, what's the name of the city again?
Stick your head into it.
Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Caudelaire.
Caudelaire.
Okay.
Yes, Caudelaire.
Caught a case of the lairs.
Caught a case of the lairs.
Capital of crazy. Yes.
Oh, I love your shirt, Nathan.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I almost spelled that almost exactly correctly.
Yes!
Score one for Nick. Anyway. I feel like I would have been to Caudelaire once or twice before in my
meandering travels. That's probably one of the few towns that you've been to to and actually remembered what it was called because it's the capital.
Yeah.
It's a bit different from other towns you will have been to.
Came in through the London Bridge bypass to Under Tunnel. Would I have know of anywhere to...
That's where that went.
I feel like that sometimes. There's no one from my mysterious path that I would know of would be in the city.
Would actually know that it is most likely that your siblings are somewhere in town.
Both of them.
Most likely, yeah.
I would know that as opposed to, like... Okay.
Because remind me, they're both sort of like...
I was imagining... I asked because I would have imagined that Constantine would have left home before they had moved out. Like, he was the middle sibling, but he would have probably moved out when he was in, like, the equivalent of 19 at the era of, like, you could move out, but most kids have not left their parents' house yet. So, like, they might have still been, like...
Okay. So then it's information for Nathan, but not necessarily for Constantine. Nick.
Nathan gets to know doesn't.
I know Constantine, but I don't know.
Sorry, I got my names confused. Nick, there's a good chance that there are people that Constantine would know that would be in the city.
I'm imagining, like, any specific shops or merchants or, like...
Potentially. There is sort of, like... So there's obviously, like, the upper city that has a lot more...
Big marketplace.
There are plenty of big marketplaces for any price range that you can imagine, from the really, really fancy to the seedy to the weird. Okay. So...
Oh, yes, I do believe in exchange of... I think I may finally have gotten over the trauma of leaving behind all of my worldly possessions up in Kersia, because we may be able to restock in all of our goods and all of our necessities over in the markets of Chandelier.
We weren't in Kersia either.
Huh?
We weren't in Kersia.
I thought we were like right at the close to the border.
No,
like
we were in Ilya.
Northern
Ilya.
Oh, okay. just now we were in Northern Ilya.
Okay.
But we were probably a couple miles from.
I've finally gotten over the trauma of forgetting all of my worldly possessions and my donkey over in Ilya.
Yeah,
yes.
What did happen? We should probably pick our stuff up.
You're more than welcome to go head back through that town on your way south.
Yeah.
It is south.
I would
we
like
can
get back
my
our stuff.
Horse and my entire
your,
cart
yeah,
of stuff.
You go back
my horse.
You go get your stuff.
My horse Beetle, I think its name was.
I don't remember this, huh?
Yeah, this is
the first
you were not
session.
There for.
First oh, session. You weren't there. All of our stuff was off the ship.
I have a horse and an entire cart of stuff.
I have a horse.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure his name was Beetle.
Y'all's horses are no longer living.
Yeah.
My horse's name was Horse and
everything
Swedish.
I have is on me, dude. Like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You probably have even less.
Oh my god. Perhaps we could even go down to the city in which we left all of our earthly possessions.
Yeah.
The city in which we were kidnapped.
The city of which name I definitely remember.
Hold on.
Petronilia.
Dang.
In Patagonia.
I said, hold on.
In Patagonia?
Petronilia.
Yes.
Petra, what are you?
Petrophilia.
What?
Stop.
I don't even want to know what that
is.
No.
That's a fake word.
I don't think it means anything either.
It means something to me, and that's why I don't like it.
So someone's into being petrified.
Did I accidentally recite a real word?
Sort of.
What? If we get close, but it's not what it actually is.
No. It means someone who's into being petrified, probably.
No.
Of like ancient city ruins in Jordan.
We're discussing a word Nick just came up with called petrophilia.
I know philia has connotations of like, but what is Petra?
Five?
Stone.
I mean, it's five. It's ancient city ruins in Jordan. The philia word is spooky.
Okay.
Anyway,
we're getting off track.
It's my character's real name.
Oh, it's Petra.
Oh no!
Wait, have I completely forgotten what you're? Oh,
I
was like, did I completely forget what you're?
Anyway.
All right, so that's Pedophilia, which you guys can get back to when you get down south. This is kind of like Nightwatch, but unstructured. We can make it structured if that helps people.
Sorry. Anyway, yeah, we can try to go back. I always have to remember how to get back into my character voice, and I knew I was putting this on myself when I started this whole thing.
I'm so southern. Kind of a twang. Southern.
I don't remember how. I just gotta get there. Yeah, we can go get our stuff. I do so miss my horse. I hope nothing really happened to it. It was a loner, and I'd really hate to not return it.
Did you at least put it in a stable?
I don't really know. I mean, yes, but I don't really know what's been happening. We've been gone for several days.
Hopefully it wasn't sold.
50. I don't know what happened. The Oracle kind of just said our stuff would be taken care of.
Hopefully they're still alive.
First graders, when they come back,
that also brings up a good point. Do we want to go back where he has our stuff stored?
Right now?
I don't think.
I highly doubt that he is taking all of our things, because I do not know how he would have been able to find.
I think the point is more like
he did not know
he would somehow find out.
Yeah, but wouldn't he want y'all to have your horses so it would make it easier for us to do
well,
his?
Well, we're supposed to be in Kurtzia, I think.
We're supposed to be on a ship headed north.
Cinnamon. I'm sure it's fine.
I just smell trouble, that's all.
There's always trouble where we go.
What does the noble smell like? I have all of my things and all of
stinky.
My money there. My livelihood.
You left your money there?
Well, not all of my money, but all my livelihood.
Iron smells nice.
I think we put them in places they'd be watched, at least. Even if we can't necessarily retrieve them at the moment, they should at least be taken care of.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Who
knows if he's telling the truth?
Yeah, I don't really trust the guy.
Yeah.
I trust him as far as I can throw him with how I think that goes, probably not at all.
So we're heading back to the city to
sold it or something.
Collect everybody's things, and then
I think we just decided we weren't doing that.
Oh, we weren't doing that. Sorry, my bad.
Oh.
It feels unwise at the moment.
Did you have something of great value in there?
All of my livelihood.
All of my
what is home. What is all of your livelihood?
My wares and my wares and my antiques and my potions and lotions.
Are you able
potions
to
and lotions.
Are you able to carry all of that with you on our travels? Or
do you really want to be walking that around?
I mean, it comes in a cart.
How many cars could we have? You have a car.
What if we end up having to fly again? How are you going to get the cart?
Yeah,
in
then
the
I
air?
Would at least know where to put things that are safely. I did not think I was going to be gone for 3 days.
3 days
is
not
as safe as it's going to get.
Yeah.
Oh, good heavens.
I mean, at the very least, we could just pass by and see if everything is there and taken care of, like one of us who is sneaky.
You just want to go find that person for a rematch.
No.
I wouldn't put it beyond him.
No.
Don't worry about it.
He wouldn't go for the rematch. He'd go back for his money.
Well, that's kind of what I meant.
Oh, I'm not saying he would go do a rematch. He might have just take the money.
I'm saying that.
Take the money and run.
Okay, so we're heading to the capital of Ilia.
Yes.
Okay. And then where after that?
Is her tattoo covered? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
You said on the chest, so is this like covered or? I assume that's more
I'm
of a you question.
I'm imagining.
So she's got like a.
Where on the chest is it? And then.
It's like right here.
I imagine above cleavage, below there.
Yes. Yeah,
like where
right
her necklace
here.
Is.
How conservative is your clothing?
Well, that's
Are you nun wearing?
She's dressed like a nun.
Well, she has like a shawl that she wears, but I'm trying to think how.
Hey, brother.
I'm so sorry. It's reflex.
No, Cora lives by a street named Shaw, and every time I pass by, I'm like turning, I go, Shaw! thank you so much, Hollow Knight. So, how warm is it right now, like where we are, Macy?
It was
warm?
Just really hot.
I feel like Curtsia was, I've always imagined that like, cold. Aelia is like mild, like and Tanaka's hot.
Yeah,
so you're in, like, it's, but it's also like, I guess it would be dependent on time of year. I'm assuming that it's warm enough right now that you wouldn't need it.
Middle America, East Coast.
Oh.
Kind of temperature.
What? Yeah.
What? I also here, I'm putting it in your dice tower. You tell me what it says.
Okay. Sunny.
So it's hot outside. Oh, that's right cool. Now.
Yeah, temperature. I also have wind direction and like, emotion.
What the heck?
I've had those for a long time.
Okay. So she probably wouldn't be wearing her shawl. And underneath she just wears like a no-sleeve, like, tunic type thing. So there's a chance you could see it, like...
Like peeking out.
Peeking out, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole thing and like...
Honey, did you always have a tattoo there?
Hmm.
I mean, I'm not really sure when you would have... time to stop and get one.
When did you go to a tattoo parlor while we were trying to figure out a whole Dragon Slayer situation?
Baby, you might as well have been sleeping instead.
I was.
That's funny.
August calls people baby?
Baby girl. That's my own vernacular sneaking in. This is because I'm talking to Zoe.
Literally anybody else's would not be a problem.
No.
I mean, I was sleeping. I didn't choose it necessarily.
So bad it sunk in, it's packed.
You fell asleep first.
Do we need to do some sort of like side quest and go find the feller who did it to you?
I mean, I know who did it to me. I talked to him.
So you someone... did go to a tattoo bar?
No! No, it's not a tattoo! It's...
So someone snuck in.
If it's not...
You talked to him and he gave you a tattoo in the middle.
While we were all sleeping?
I'm summoning my dragon!
You could have woke us up. Maybe I want a tattoo.
No, so I'm... Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and summon the drake. And
is
I'm,
this
yeah.
a dragon call?
I'm assuming... No.
That would actually be so funny and I do kind of want to...
You have to go roar.
No, I look, I've been telling you guys the dragon call works. Roar.
She goes roar. There's like a trail of light that like the tattoo on her chest glows, a sort of fiery orange. And a trail of light kind of comes out of it, wraps itself around, and you see as it sort of crystallizes into like a tiny little dragon that sits on her shoulders, almost like wrapped around like a scarf.
Constantine goes.
So when have you been able to do that?
Since last night.
Just last night?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had a dream.
I had a dream.
That dragon would be free. That all the little human babies and dragon babies would be running. That's literally like part of his speech.
Okay.
If he like taps it, does it?
It's a tangible it's thing. Yeah.
Does it have a name?
Yeah. Like you go to touch it, and it almost feels. It kind of feels like when you're trying to touch like a blanket that's got static electricity. Like it feels fuzzy in sort of an electrical way underneath your fingers, but it's there.
Okay, you have a ghost dragon now.
Yes. So when I was asleep last night, I had this dream, and I was dreaming that I was seeing Loren on fire again. And I was very confused. And then this figure spoke to me, and it was the figure was the dragon whose dragon heart technology was in Loren, but now was now destroyed and released.
Well, that brings a lot of moral implications into this that we had kind of only kind of considered before.
Yep. So...
So the dragon spirit's still there whenever there's a dragon heart. That's
kind of awful.
Yeah, I think that furthers what we were talking about the other day.
But perhaps this creates a greater... That makes me feel nicer, you know, knowing that the dragon does not actually die.
Well, was he happy?
He did specify
he was happy
that there was
free.
A certain sense of, like... He felt trapped, but there wasn't, like...
Well, I'm asking in character. Yeah. I heard that
okay,
as well.
Okay, that's fair. I know some real stuff on
you. Yeah, I mean, he didn't see, like... It was... He said it was, like, isolating, but it was also, like, nice to see, like, everybody, like, kind of thriving and flourishing. But, yeah, he did kind of start to forget, like, the world around him and, like, the bigger expanse of things. It, like, because, again, he was just so isolated and trapped in this one particular area. But now, you know, Lady Viola was actually his pupil. He mentored her.
Interesting. I guess that makes sense, like she knew that there was the Dragonheart, where the Dragonheart was.
August, does this sound any of this familiar?
Yeah,
is this what happened to you? Can you sell it?
We now have two of our members that have strange visions of dragons within their head, but now her dragon in her head has become external.
External?
Does any of this sound familiar to you? A sound that you two seem to be somehow
the dragon goes
similar.
Talk.
In some sort of odd Venn diagram.
Diagram. Crazy. I mean, he spoke to me. I don't know if this little guy can speak. I don't think the drakes can speak.
Hello, everybody. My name is Mark.
In this part, he was able to speak to you, but essentially, he sort of condensed his power down into you. He can't.
He can't speak. Yeah, no, he can't talk now, but he did speak to me because he did ask, like, if I would be willing to be kind of like the steward for the remainder of his spirit to every kind
some of... Some kind of warden of drakes.
Shut up. So, yeah, I can... I have a dragon now, and when he is not here, it is... Yeah, it is marked on the
tattoo.
On the tattoo of my
so
chest.
So, you also now have a dragon in your head, and they speak to you?
No, he doesn't speak to me anymore. It was just that, again, it was just the
it was
one...
Only the
it
one
was
instance?
One and done.
Yes, it was the one instance, just, again, so for him to just, him and I to discuss, like, if I would be willing, again, to be the warden of this, or the ward of this tiny little guy, and she's gonna just, like, hold him in her hands.
That's adorable.
He kind of drapes like a cat.
Yeah.
He, like, melts. A little bit.
He's just a little
he just looks like a noodle. Like he kind of has the movement of a ferret.
That's amazing. A ferret with wings.
A little bit. A little bigger, because I do imagine him being able to maybe, like, drape over both of your shoulders.
Yes,
but, like,
yeah. But no, that's exactly the size.
He has the movement capabilities.
Like a cat size.
Yeah. Cat size ferret.
More like Mars though than
a little bit bigger a cat.
Especially
yeah.
if it's both shoulders, like
well, my
not a small
long.
Person.
Imagine
true,
that's also
true.
Fair. Imagine a cat
that
longer.
Yeah, long cat.
Think of a pool noodle.
So yes, he'll be able to help us in whatever we need to face next, and it will probably be a little bit better or easier to speak to dragons now.
Well, that's better than someone coming in there and not giving you a tattoo.
I mean.
What kind of world would we live in if that was what it actually happened?
Did the tattoo grow onto you, or is it somehow applied to you?
That's such a good question.
It just
is it? What does that even mean?
It just
no,
was,
exactly what you mean.
I mean,
how did it grow out of your skin, or
I mean,
is the pigment from your skin, or is the pigment from external, and then...
I think, yeah, I mean, it was there when I woke up from the dream, and after I spoke to...
Is it there,
man?
It's from magic.
The tattoo?
Yeah.
Yes, it doesn't glow except for when it glows as long as the drake is outside invisible, but when it is not visible, it just looks like a...
Like almost like a gold or a white ink.
Seems like a magical brand. You know like how they do the cattle? But magic.
Ouch!
Why would you phrase it like that?
Well, kind of what I first thought too.
So Is it a tattoo or a brand?
But when the magic comes out of it, it's...
I mean, it didn't... Can you lie? Is it a raise or is it just like look like something or has it got texture to it?
I'm gonna feel, does it have, does it have texture or is it just smooth and integrated in my skin?
It's... I mean, it... It's not like, I'm thinking that it is more like a tattoo. Like, it's not like a brand.
Yeah. So it is, I mean, it's just smooth.
It appeared like the tattoos you get, like in, you know, Fate, the Fate series you get when you summon one of the guys.
I mean, that's what I was thinking of. But yeah. I'm just trying to explain this in terms that a person who doesn't know magic would.
Yeah.
Summon. Right.
No, so it's
right.
Your subclass? Is it the Dragon Monk dude?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. That's what I saw.
But no, it's, I mean, it's fully integrated in my skin.
I can breathe fire.
We all need dragons.
Right, you said that already. And you learned your
dragon. I also can...
So who here can't speak to Trump Connick right now?
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just you two then.
Yeah, I can speak Orcish.
I can speak.
They'd be
the ones
that
are
people,
eh?
How many languages are there? So there's common, draconic, elvish, orcish.
So that's exactly how the episode when he speaks Japanese.
There's not another language for humans, right?
No, it's just common. Yeah.
I can speak all languages now, then.
Yeah.
What?
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's fair.
Because elvish, draconic.
Because I could already speak common and elvish, and then. My third level thing gave me Draconic and one other language. I'm like, well, there's only one other language.
Oh, yeah. Dwarfs,
Orcish.
Dwarfs are extinct in this universe.
I don't think they exist.
I don't think they ever exist.
I'm just being a little cheeky.
I can speak
Infernal and Draconic got combined.
Yeah.
Huh.
I can speak all languages.
That's awesome.
Prophet!
Prophet!
He prophesies!
He prophesies!
So when I go start talking to the human tieflings, I'll start speaking Orcish. Or I can just speak Draconic, because I doubt any of them know it.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the people in this group know it. Yeah. I think it's literally just you two.
But
sad.
Mutant.
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 Yeah. I feel like I'm going to pretend that one day when we're eating... I'm just going to eat a little too much and burp, and then I'm just going to breathe out fire. I'd be like, oh, that's new. Okay.
Just elf tiefling things, guys.
Just elf tiefling things.
It's normal.
It's normal?
It's normal.
Actually, it's not. I haven't done this before.
I can make people breathe fire.
Huh.
I'm trying to get how she...
Bad.
Well, I guess when she was having the dream, she was probably speaking in Draconic too.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense that conversation would be in Draconic, but it would probably be in a way that like you wouldn't have realized it.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, what did I say to him? And you're like, wait a minute, that wasn't in common. What? Like, yeah.
Also, I think I can speak Draconic now.
Can you speak Draconic now?
Does it say that in Draconic?
I do it the Liam thing. It's like,
yeah.
We are speaking perfect Zemnian.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. That's such a good one. I love him so much. Anyway, sorry.
You're gonna meet him.
Shut up. Anyways.
And screaming.
Anyways. And I guess I'll try to respond. I guess I'll respond in Draconic. Of like, yes. Yeah, I can understand you. Oh,
we should just all speak in Draconic now,
bruh.
Everyone understands it.
Yeah, if we ever need to have a secret conversation, it sounds like Draconic is the way to go.
A secret conversation involving everybody but two.
Whenever we get money, we make sure everyone gets it except for Vigo.
Bruh,
you can't understand that.
He's saying it in Draconic.
What are they saying?
Oh, right, you can't understand us.
We switched to Orcish.
Leave out different people.
They're
who doesn't know Orcish, show of hands.
Testing the ability to speak.
Shut up.
Wait, you're the only one who doesn't know Orcish?
Yeah, I say in Orcish, yeah. Whenever we get money, we're going to make sure Vigo doesn't get any.
You can speak Orcish.
Jesus.
I say in without being... That sounds like a good idea.
What's a good idea?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think you could.
Now hold on. I just
Tanakh as well.
Right.
Nathan, this Nathan's saying this because Viggo can't understand.
I
distributed all the money out equally.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh. But I mean, yeah, so we have a dragon now.
We got that dragon in you.
Inside
you, there are
two dragons.
Oh,
yeah, we got a dragon now.
They fly now.
I told you all that the dragon call was real.
Who would have thunk?
I mean, I was trying to convince her the whole time.
And he goes, the dragon call is real, and the dragon just kind of shrugs.
it's like Cadogan, Robbie's character, yeah. Wolf sneezing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you summon dragon now. Mm-hmm.
You talk to dragon in head.
Yeah, but that's like been an always thing.
That's fair.
Yeah, did you, so how did that come about? How did you just start randomly speaking with somebody in your head? Did we already figure this out?
Well, it's really been such a long time, and I was so young, I don't really remember, like, the first time it happened.
Can your parents do this?
I don't know. Never met them.
Right, from an egg.
Not even gonna correct you at this point anymore. I'm just gonna let you, because I don't remember when I was born, so I can't say yes or no, give you proof that I was not born from an egg, so.
Hey, Tolly, are you, did you know your parents as well?
Yeah, I know my parents.
Okay, I fear we might be the only people here who do not have a connection with our parents.
What?
Or who do not have parents. I feel we are the only people here that have parents.
No, that makes more sense. Yeah.
I have a parent. I love
so
my dad.
So you do have parents.
Yes.
I do have them. I just don't like them.
But they are still alive. See, I have been concocting our theories about whether
we don't
have
know.
A tragic backstory about dead parents or not.
No, well, last I
or missing parents or missing parents or oh, that goes for you as well because you have the same mom and father as him.
Y'all are.
Correct.
Full blood siblings, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Yeah, he's my older brother.
To be fair, we haven't seen our parents in quite
older?
A long time.
Yes.
That's crazy.
How much older?
Yeah, how much older?
Just older.
Elves take like a long time to have kids
to
or
cook.
Something.
I think he's like, what did we say, like 4?
It wasn't there very much
it was like
of a gap.
Somewhere between 2 and 4.
Wow, those are some thirsty elves. They usually take 100 years or something.
It's probably 4 in, like, in human years.
Mm-hmm. So whatever that means. Yeah,
yeah. No, I mean, I knew my mother.
Sorry, I just thought something really stupid.
Care to share with the class? Or
dead or something, or do you still not remember that?
No, I don't remember what memory I gave up.
You said something about your mother dying.
Yeah, or no, you were sitting, were you watching
now
over like
I think
your burning?
I have in my notes.
You were watching over your village burning or something?
Yeah, I thought it was, I was.
Hold on, that's freaking stupid.
Keep talking.
Anyway, I was making a joke to Zoe about. when you're twins, but you're one is an elf, one is a human, so that means you have takes longer to like
cook.
So it's like, imagine giving birth, but you're still pregnant after because you have to wait for the second one.
That's crazy.
What? How did this come up?
Wait a minute. This is an actual genuine.
Actually, a lie. I don't have that information.
This is a second genuine Nick thought. When you have twins. So there's two umbilical cords, right? Do they do the umbilical cords connect inside of the womb in the same spot?
No,
yes.
Is it two separate placentas? Both.
The placentas fork off.
Are there
from
two I think
placentas?
We're getting way off track.
Yeah.
I think there's two separate placentas.
It would make sense.
All right, let's get back on track.
Back to D&D.
Because they grow with, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's how the babies get nutrients. And,
yeah.
And
I'm not caring about the conversation. It's more just like, yeah, we do need to get
back
on track.
We walk back in, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do have parents, yeah.
Okay, cool.
but
what are your parents like?
They're normal. They are herdsmen.
Do you have any siblings?
Yes. He's got a sister.
I have a sister and a brother.
I forgot about them. I just remember the sister.
Are you close with them?
Not so much. We are very different people, so I left home earlier than the other two. I do not like living the life of a herdsman in the dense in the snow.
Yeah, you don't strike me as someone who would.
No, I am much more into the books.
Yeah.
To the lament of my father.
So are you the youngest then, or
middle. Elder brother, younger sister.
I've heard the middle child gets the roughest.
This is true.
I would not know if my conditions were of equal to everyone of the middle.
Yeah, that doesn't really.
JB?
What?
Oh, you're just reminding me of the voice is reminding me of a character.
But I just wanted to ask, since I feel that a lot of your backgrounds I am unsure of, but it always seems to be something of melodrama.
I mean, never. Only my non-biological father was a good guy.
I did not mean to offend.
Dead? No, there's no offense. I was more saying that because I know. I mean, I also didn't know my father, but that wasn't frankly anything brought up. I kind of forget I have or had a dad. Just never was around.
And is your mother, are you, is she still okay?
No. She's dead. I don't think it was my mom that, I think it was something to do with the fire. Because I'm remembering describing a fire.
Yeah, I think it was the conditions in which you left.
Yes.
And I think the thing that you don't remember is how it panned out.
Yes. I remember, I remember certain things, but I do not, yeah. So, oh, no, I mean, my mother's passed away now. She passed away when I was young, but. But I mean,
I'm guessing you don't have melodrama in your backstory.
No, it is just family. We're different people. I leave.
I mean, at least you were allowed to leave.
I think you might have a bit of a point.
I mean, is it really content people who go on adventures, though?
True.
That's fair.
Those who are looking for a change or for something greater than
themselves.
I mean,
I did not want to be on this adventure. I just was
those
traveling.
Like
I just wanted
well,
to
I just meant
I
traveling
just wanted
in general. I'm not saying specifically adventure. I mean, I'm not saying I do adventures either. I'm just saying who would end
would
up on this kind of trip.
I also don't think there's many people involved in the underworld that have good backstories.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. You guys are the
criminals.
Fight for money.
No,
bounty hunters?
That's just me.
Mercenary. No.
No, she is the one who hunts the people. You are
well,
the one
he was...
who fight the people, and you also fight the people.
We're both bounty hunters. Yes.
Okay, so
yeah,
you
bounty
two
hunters.
Hunt,
yeah,
hunt
I
the
thought
people,
he was referring to something else.
Yes.
He just likes anything that'll earn him money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he
went
in the fighting pit.
Yeah.
There are easier ways to get earn money.
It's what I'm good at.
But
play
he
to your
fight,
strengths.
So.
Yeah, he plays to his strengths.
He gets brain damage.
He gets brain damage! Discombobulate.
Discombobulate.
Discombobulate. Discombobulate.
I like that word.
Especially when he says it.
Especially when who says it? What?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. Sherlock Holmes.
It's from the
I remember that one.
You're fine.
It's so good.
There's, yeah.
Two of them.
So one of the things he does is he plans out his fights, and one of the fights he's like discombobulating, and he like, guy in the ears.
Like, boxes the guy.
One of our favorite videos as a group is where they just he keeps doing it. Like, they edit it together to where he's like, and discombobulate. And then I
discombobulate.
It just keeps going.
Turns the guy's brain to mess.
But, I mean... Yeah, so, I mean, it seems like... I mean, besides Constantine, it seems like all of us kind of... And Tali. Tali, I believe.
Didn't really seem like you were the bounty hunting type. I didn't think that's what you were doing.
Amy?
Yeah.
Well, she's not a bounty hunter.
Yeah, he was saying she was a bounty hunter.
I thought you said you were a bounty hunter as well.
Connie was saying that she was a bounty hunter, he thought.
Like, you tracked the like you tracked down wanted criminals.
The hunter of men is crazy.
Okay, Jumanji. Men. That's just Jumanji.
I'm the hunter of men in a different sense.
I'm sorry, but I didn't remember how I got him. Because you rolled the 21.
No, the newer Jumanji.
Why does he sound like that one person in Clifford Ho?
Karen Gillan's character was like, one of her attributes was hunter of men.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't
know. The one that Wheel Will talks about. My name is Sylvie.
Sylvie? No. Anna's character?
No.
No, the Clifford Ho guy. I don't remember his name either.
Yeah, but you know who I'm talking about, right? Yeah, he just sounds ominous all the time, but he's fine.
It's the captain of the...
Of the Zephyr 2.
Zephyr 2.
Anyways, getting... Locking back in. You could say that, I guess. I was more of I don't want to say enforcer, because
that's what I've been thinking of a little bit, though.
But, like, I was you more...
The Yakuza hand.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of a rowdy.
Would you consider Ayane to be rowdy?
Yes. Like, we all need to be a little bit more rowdy around here.
Fight me like a gentleman.
Fight me like a gentleman. Take your shirt off.
Oil up.
Oil up. I would just go more for, like, reinforcement and to ensure that whatever information that was needed got obtained.
A mailman?
You say a mailman? No.
You said you worked for a group of mercenaries, right?
Not...
You said it wasn't quite a guild.
No, it's not. It's, you know what? Okay. I mean, this is going to have to come out anyways, because we're about to go to Tanakh, and Tanakh is not going to be a very safe environment for me. No, I am with a syndicate.
Hmm. That's right. I think you remember. I remember you saying that.
Like a labor union.
Yes, Connie, like a labor union.
No, like, yeah. Like a gang, like a mafia.
Oh.
Like a mob.
Like a...
Like the Yakuza.
With the, in the toothpick.
The toothpick?
The toothpick, and you flick it, and then you...
We never had toothpicks.
She's West not part Side of Story.
No. She's part of a criminal organization.
Thank you.
Are you talking about, like, West Side Story?
The famous novel, Grease.
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 See, that's kind of what I was thinking, and that's why I'm like,
Grease.
The stage play.
I love that one.
She's not a part of a stage play, no.
No.
No, she's part of a criminal organization.
This is a guy who has never, like,
I help kill people!
Oh, that's... I do not want to say that it makes sense, but it is...
and
it is a lot more
I don't want to
clear.
Say it makes sense, but...
But, like, it checks out.
And they...
helps...
Yes.
They were the ones that...
Understand.
That put... made a wanted poster...
Yes.
For you.
Yeah.
Because you left.
That's why I was looking for, because...
Yeah.
Yes, I left and I went...
I realize I'm doing that right next to the microphone.
I went to one of our, like, one of my contacts' places to hide out and try to get out, because I just did not want to be a part of the bloodshed and the cruelty anymore. And obviously, can't get out. So, obviously, the head of the gang was not happy with me. My mother was the one who helped found the syndicate in the first place. So I was basically raised by it and raised in it. Obviously, I was supposed to take over. I didn't want to take over. I left. Again, that did not go over well with those in the group. And I hid out, and I don't remember. I think that was the memory that the aura... That, well, do we even know that there was a memory taken?
No, I don't think so.
You would probably, like, try and remember it and just be like, gosh, I can't remember. And you might, like, be able to put two and two together, but...
Yeah.
What if you were to take over and change it from the top down?
What if you just said no more drugs to kids, but everything else?
What if you just became
you'll get there
Giovanni.
Eventually in JoJo.
No.
A black dynamite. We sell drugs to kids.
I'm going to become Giorno Giovanni.
That's a great part, though.
It is a very good part. Sorry, I'm very confused. Anyways, I suppose, but I was not, and still I don't think I am, in a place where I can kind of overthrow those systems quite yet. Everything is too deeply integrated into Nock and in the city itself for me to, I mean, that would take years to untangle all of the webs that the syndicate has woven into the city, their government, their infrastructure, everything.
I think Tanakh is a lost cause at this point.
Exactly.
It's not a statement I entirely disagree with.
There's too much corruption. And my group is a very large part of it. So going back there, I know we need to, but I don't know how I'm going. I'm gonna have to hide.
We'll put a
couple bed sheets over you.
You'll be
good. Just like your dragon.
I can do disguise kit.
Yes, but I'm also very large.
Well, there are
put there. 20 ears on you. You'll just be a weird elf.
There are other orcs. Plenty of orcs in Tanakh. That's like the main place orcs live.
Yes, but... I mean, I'm sure they have posters of me. And they have their contact.
Again, the disguise kit. That's what that'd be for. It's not the best bet, but I have to go back.
There's so much crime in Tanakh. You could just wear something like a cloak and be fine. No one, you know...
We could get you a fun mask.
Because they were merely seized. It is a normal criminal trying to hide your face from the law. Nothing to see.
Everyone in Tanakh is a criminal.
I don't think everyone's a criminal, but everyone is definitely involved in it.
Everyone's got some form of association. Even if it's a very loose association, everyone's got, like, some sort of...
Everyone's paying protection money to somebody.
Exactly.
Mostly to your old group.
I'm not proud of. I don't know if...
You can't really help that that's where you were born and raised.
No, but I don't know... I mean, my mother died when I was so young. I don't know if that was the goal of this group. I don't know what the goal of the group was, honestly. I just know what it became.
I think it's best not to worry about that stuff right now. It's not really gonna do you any good. How are you doing, August?
Oh, I'm eating a cookie.
I believe that.
In canon.
I believe that.
Can I have one?
They taste like hot chocolate.
Yeah, dark. They're like rich dark.
Hold
dark
on.
Chocolate.
You're gonna have to pass it around.
Yeah. Take one down. Pass it around.
I know that it was a
crumbly.
Yeah.
It was a rough situation, and none of us blame you. But I know that probably was a lot for you.
What were we talking about? I'm so sorry.
The, where you killed a man.
What kind
yes.
What flavors?
Oh, yeah, you're not used to
it's
that.
It's like oatmeal cookies with apple.
That one's
like
brown sugar apple. It's really good, but it's extremely sweet.
That's very sweet.
Oh, that's okay.
Like oatmeal cookie texture.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, so you'd never, you had the machine, like you had the gun, but you never shot anybody with it?
Well, no, I mean, I haven't, I mean, I've traveled, but I haven't traveled very far. Mostly it was just used for game, for wild game, or just show protection more than anything else, but I never try to hurt anybody.
Hmm. Fascinating.
I forget that people haven't hurt other people before.
Yeah, me too.
I do it on a daily basis.
Why is half our group merciless killers and the other half are like, I've never killed a man.
I kill for a living. I never hurt a person in my entire life.
Where did you get that gun?
Oh, we made it. I was going to say, no, he made it.
Oh, right. But also, you would have, where did you learn how to make it? Because I realize it is not like you walked into the field. It is not like you were, you have no parents.
Well, my dad took me in, and their whole guild makes like Dragonheart technology and all
I
that.
I thought you said you did not have know your parents.
Not my biological parents, but my dad raised me.
Oh, right.
Do you have a mom? I don't know if we really discussed that.
No.
Okay.
I do not.
Your dad should get with her dead mom.
Adopted mother?
No.
No.
Okay. My father's a leader of the guild, and so they taught me everything I knew. And I know
that's
a little
about
Dragonheart technology.
That you had siblings, but I guess that was just a mistake on my part.
But, yeah, a little mistake on your part. But I was really I was much better at talking with the people. So that's why I sell more than I created.
August, a man over people.
He is.
It's better than September.
August.
Oh. It's a dumb joke.
No, but I mean, unfortunately, in the spaces that we are in and are about to enter into, I understand and respect that you don't want to kill, but that might not be an option anymore for you.
I was more going to say we can be careful, because I've lived in Tanakh my whole life and I haven't killed anybody. You just gotta know how to play the part and get through it without drawing attention to yourself, and except in the times that you need to draw attention to yourself.
I mean, obviously, if it comes down to it, I'm willing to do what needs to be done, but
also,
I'd much rather keep
it
to a minimum.
Encompasses all of Tanakh. We are specifically talking about the capital city of Tanakh.
Yeah, Bellicor.
Bellicor. This is not the whole country. It is just the capital, so therefore the most important seat of power in the country.
Yes.
So we are specifically talking about Bellicor.
Well, but I mean, some groups even still have, like, again, their webs spread out throughout the entire
country.
Yeah,
like, it is, yeah. But,
like, yes, it is mostly centralized in Bellicor, but again, their networks and their connections branch out even into some of the other countries. I mean, there was somebody in my group who was from Kersia. Yes, Kersia. There was somebody in a group from there.
I am from Kersia, too.
Are
I'm
there
sure
any other countries in this whole world, or is it just these three countries in the whole world?
They're the only three accessible ones.
Well, I am sure you never came in contact with this person, because if you did, I would be very concerned about the circles you were running in.
Okay.
You do a lot of running in circles?
I travel in them.
I run through a lot of circles.
I run figure eights personally.
Hmm.
Which is kind of like circles. If you think about it.
Sounds nauseating.
Eventually.
I think we might be a rival.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
look, there's a city.
Alright, so after about 3 days of travel and talking and chatting with each other, you guys managed to... you start to see sort of the outskirts. You get to the outskirts of the city far before you get to the actual city center itself. It is... there seem to be a lot of, like, smaller villages that don't use Dragonheart technology, but they kind of, like, exist sort of as, like, the suburbs of the city a little bit. So smaller, more rustic towns, but they exist at different places along the river as essentially trade routes, places where travelers can stop on their way to the city, the way out of the city, kind of picking up trade as it goes in and out. And then finally you get through all of that stuff until you start to get to the city itself. And it is kind of... you've moved away from, like, the deep forested area. This has been mostly, like, plains and grassland at this point. There are, like, mountains that you can see, like, off on the horizon. But this is, like, mostly
plains. We're in Colorado.
Yeah. And you can see, as you're coming up through the suburbs, you're like, is that a mountain on the horizon? Or is that, oh no, that's the city. Because this place is massive. It kind of sits in the middle of the intersection of a couple rivers. And
like on a delta?
I was going to say, so it's on a bridge?
So like the river splits off into two, and it's the city is almost in that tri-split. Yeah.
Snugged in the Y.
For some reason, the vibe I've been feeling is like the like like I don't remember the exact year. It's like 1800 or 1900s, like the era of like them building skyscrapers where people were just like out without safety equipment and like sitting on them.
Yeah. So
my coworker
like,
has a grandfather that's in that photo. Yeah.
So, yeah, so this is definitely, it feels like things have been built, like, there's definitely a lot of height to this city. Things kind of rise up in spires as you kind of, I'm almost a little bit thinking about how Gondor, like, how it works, like, it physically gets higher the farther you get to the top of the city.
Minas Tirith.
I was about to say Minas Tirith.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Lego set coming out.
Only you can think about things like that, dude.
And so, yeah, so you get sort of to the outskirts of the city, and this is sort of, like, where some of a lot of the common folk live, and a lot of the general trade happens, but you can see that these are a lot of, like, very architectural buildings, and you can see kind of throughout the sky, like, there are, like, the sky almost looks a different color. Like, it shimmers in the sunlight with all of the thin cables of dragon's blood going from house to house. Okay. And it's sort of like a network web over the city. And all of these buildings are, like, white, pristine, like, stone, lots of columns and architecture, like it looks very stately compared to even Lauren that you were in.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so you guys, sort of the waterways sort of kind of almost make, not like, like, almost like they've built the city to where, like, the rivers kind of create a moat around it. So you guys cross over one of the bridges into the city.
Are there, like, guards who stop us and are like, "Pickers, who are you? Why are you here?" Or is it just, like, me going?
I think that there are guards there, but they are more for, like, none of... I think that there's enough travel in and out of the city that, and like, that you're not trying to get into like the rich.
The guards are security, but not like.
Yeah. There's not some sort of like formalized documentation in Ilya.
They're just here to keep
watch. They're here so that like Anybody suspicious comes through, anybody tries any funny business.
We also don't have, like, carts or anything.
True, that's true. We don't have carts.
Yeah. It's not like we have to do bag check.
Yeah.
God,
these cookies are good. Sorry.
They are.
So, but yeah, you guys are officially in Caudalaire, the capital of Ilia.
Did you say that there was some place, good place to shop?
Yes, there are many good places. I've been here before. Do I know the proceeding for how to get into the city? Like past the guards, or is there any?
I mean, there isn't really anything that you need to do. Like I said, there's no form of like formalized documentation. You don't have to like show your ID or anything. You just kind of enter into the city.
I can also find us a place to stay where it'll be free for me at least.
It'll be free for
it'll
me.
It'll be a place to stay, and for me, it'll be free, but. For y'all, I don't think
I will say, just as a heads up, I imagine that Vigo and Gunnar, you guys would know of the sort of satellite location for your bounty hunter guild would be somewhere in this city.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have some connections through them.
I was thinking about heading.
I was literally about to ask, do I see any posters?
This far north? No.
Okay.
You don't.
Well, we saw, this is around where she saw her other posters.
That was farther south.
Okay.
It was farther south.
I thought you said it was on the way to this place.
No.
There is actually one place.
Caudalaire is on the way to Petronilia.
Gotcha. Okay. That's better. So we escaped your circle of search.
We're coming here to look for someone related to the... Ecclesia Draconis.
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember. I keep forgetting whether it's the Ecclesia Draconis or the Septa Magica that we're looking for here.
Yes.
We're looking for the Ecclesia Draconis to tell us about the Septa Magica.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I can.
We almost said that in saying, but we chose
slightly different words.
I basically have criminal contacts everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
And I imagine that August will have also been through the city several times because this is sort of like
the hub.
Certainly the hub for Dragonheart technology, but then also the hub of the country as well. So.
There also is one specific character that I know is supposed to be here.
I have a character here too.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Actually, I didn't give them a specific location. So.
I'd like to visit the Drunken Druid, the bar here. Yes.
Oh, the Drunken Druid!
Yeah.
Find it.
Do I know about this place?
I hope I remember.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't remember about this place if I didn't know about it.
I kind of made it up, just randomly, you know. NPC stuff.
Is it one of the ones you shared with me?
It's in the doc.
Sorry, I'm trying to pull.
You're fine. I'm trying to find the background. Does anybody remember what age the background's around?
Yeah, she's 18.
Not off the
top of
my head.
Mm.
How old
are
each other? I don't know.
I know it's pretty.
My fiance is almost 31. Oh. Uh huh. Oh, this is like they're both 18. Just like dumb. Just like.
Mara would also.
I
kind of
want.
Really?
How long has she been 18? 2 months.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's just me. That's free.
That's bad. Yeah, I think you gotta text Caitlin after you.
Where are was the main location for our guild here or in Tanakh?
It's Tanakh.
It's in Tanakh. That's
Tanakh is the main location.
Yeah.
There's a satellite.
Yeah, I remember. Okay.
I do not remember.
I'm not a problem. Is he nice?
Also, I found my picture of Sasa, so I'm going to send it.
Yay!
Sasa Lele!
Okay. Yes. Are you bringing everyone else with you, or are you going by yourself?
I'll throw it out there to everyone else that, you know, well, I'll say,
Also, is this a place?
She's not a goblin, she's an orc.
Oh, orc, right.
I'm assuming, does Gunnar also know of this place?
He would have heard about it from me. I don't know if he's been there specifically or not, but
I don't remember talking about this, but we'll say sure.
Why not? It's...
I don't see a reason that you would have not been there. That's okay. Why I ask.
Then, is this where we're wanting to stay, or is this like...
Well, this is where I was going to go because I have a contact here, and I was going to throw out to everyone else.
Throw it back.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw it back for everybody.
That's my job.
That's how you make your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, let's go.
Anyway, is this where we're planning on staying?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bar, but I assume...
Is it a tavern? Or like
I imagine that, I mean...
It's probably...
It's probably an inn and tavern sort of thing. Most taverns were also inns.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotta put the drunk guy somewhere.
Well, then I could potentially get free lottery.
I'm excited about it.
I want to. How does that work?
Let's go.
It's it's the trait of the entertainer. It's called by popular demand. It's you can always find somewhere to perform, and as long as you perform every night, you get free lodging and food at that place of medium quality.
This would be the perfect.
Depending
place.
On the quality, like the quality.
Girl, this is actually getting cut.
Yeah.
Concerning.
Which I feel like I'm a little surprised you didn't also pick entertainer because there's the gladiator variant.
Is that a background?
Yeah.
Oh, I chose. I chose urban bounty hunter.
You know that makes a lot of sense as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the entertainer has a gladiator variant, so you can always find a place to fight as well. As that variant.
That's cool. Interesting.
So, you know,
yeah. Okay. So you're headed to the Drunken Druid. You're bringing all of your friends along with you. You
should go shopping.
Yeah.
After.
We can 100% go shopping as well.
I absolutely want to roll like I don't know, something for getting drunk. I guess.
Oh man, are we gonna do that again?
Shot! That's the. Hey, when do you use your constitution saving throws?
You're gonna bring out your old.
To drink.
Your
old brother, charge. I will bring that sucker back out and we will roll for alcohol, ladies and gents.
I've got my D100 if you need it.
Hey, brother, let's go.
I don't make ever roll constitution saving throws.
Do what?
Only time we ever roll constitution saving throws is when we go.
I'm really good at constitution too, but I never make characters that drink. It's just because I personally
don't. I'm gonna pull it up.
Yeah.
Preemptively.
Sorry, I kind of brought that out of nowhere, but.
How good I was at the constitution saving throws when we went out drinking. I'm like, well, plus three to constitution.
God.
That's all I had last time, too. I just rolled
out. I found it. I didn't have to go looking for it that hard the first time. Okay, so. We're headed to the Drunken Druid.
Yes.
No druids get drunk this time.
No
druids get drunk this time. Oh, for shame.
Although Reese might be a druid. I don't know.
Last time either.
So you guys all follow Vigo as he like very deftly navigates his way through this town, and you leave this sort of like nice, pretty facade front first impression of Ilya as he starts to take you like further in and deeper in to where
this looks just like home,
and you're like, oh, this is like the like. Ilya at large, and Caudalier in particular, because they're a seat for a lot of power, particularly the Ecclesia Draconis, they, like, everything is very specifically designed in order to, like, be very nice and clean and marketable in a way, that, like, they've kind of shoved all of the seedier things that, like, have to exist in the city in order for it to function, but we want to pretend it's not there. all kind of in one place, and the Drunken Druid is in the middle of all of that.
I have one rule for you. Don't kiss the barkeep mailman.
What?
It's like a quote from, like, Family Guy. It's like, don't kiss the mailman. And it's like, what? That's not gonna be a problem. And it's for her, I'm saying the barkeeper, because that was...
If you try that, we might have a problem.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's so fair. That is
no kissing the barkeep.
We might have a problem if you do that.
I won't be a concern for Annie.
Depends, I guess.
Well.
So, yes. So, we,
Are you really pressing into Annie's sexuality right now?
I don't know. I'm just being a little cheeky shit.
And he's...
Why wouldn't you like a barkeep?
So yeah, so you make your way through until you finally get to the drunken druid. And you kind of walk up to it at the same time that it's probably like midday that you guys are coming through here. But you guys walk up to the drunken druid at the same time that like a very drunk, portly gentleman is being thrown out of the front door.
Nice.
It's sort of just like a muck heap outside. And he's just like...
Is he, like, conscious? Or
he,
like,
no, he's conscious, but he's drunk. He's like, just like...
Ayeni, is he aware?
Ayeni is sure. Shooting him the worst glare that she's ever given anyone.
Aware might be a stretch. Like, he turns around and he goes, Reese, no, you can't throw me out. I'm your best customer. And you see in the doorway is this orcish woman who takes up the entire door frame.
Fuck you.
Just how I remember it.
And she's just like,
I remember picking you up like that before.
We're not talking about that. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, best customer. That's what they all say. And she kicks him out. And then she turns and she goes,
hey, Reese, we all know I'm your best customer.
By the neck. And she goes, oh, look who the girl dragged in. And she looks over at Gunnar and goes, and there's the devil.
I can hear your angle. The devil.
Reese, it's been a long time.
She goes, and yeah, you guys have been out and about far more often than I remember. She goes, I'll let you in, but I better not have to kick you out in a couple hours. She gets out of the doorway and waves you inside.
No promises.
She's kind of like, yeah, that's what you always say. Then you guys walk in, and for, again, it being a bar in midday, it's pretty hopping. This is a lot of people who probably should be at work are not at work, and they're drinking. Reese got, I have pictures of Reese. You have pictures of Reese.
I can send
this part later.
Wait, what's her name?
Reese.
Reese. I thought you said Risa, and I was like, my niece?
Your niece?
Risa.
No.
Like the girl from.
What is
the Tokyo
Pops?
Ghoul?
Hawkeye.
Risa Hawkeye, yep.
My goat.
So she kind of waves you in, and everyone, she waves you guys inside. You could all go in and sit up at the bar. And she goes, I don't normally see you two with this many friends. I didn't know that you had this many friends. Who are all of these people?
Recent developments.
Recent developments. Sorry.
she glares at you for a moment.
They're acquaintances of Gunnar and I.
She kind of looks and she goes, are they acquaintances of yours? Or...
We...
Not that kind.
Not that, yeah.
We aren't dating.
She goes, hey!
Tommy wants to make sure you know he's single.
But so she goes, hey, look, I wouldn't have looked one way or the other if they were your acquaintances, but... You know, she kind of looks around and she goes, well, you know the clientele that I keep around here, but I'm just curious. You always bring trouble when you come in this part of town. I was curious if you were bringing more trouble than usual.
Well, it's nice to meet you, ma'am. I'll take my hat off. My name's August.
She is just so charmed. Well, if this isn't the most gentleman man that has stepped through this door in a great age, she shakes your hand and is just like, it is a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for letting us in. I appreciate your hospitality.
She goes, hey, you guys need to bring more of this guy around. More people like this, not of the normal crowd.
To be fair, we don't typically bring people here.
Well, people follow you here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We're only a little wanted this time.
Annie's just standing in the back behind everybody, and she's got the dragon, like, around her.
Oh, the dragon's just over here?
Should keep that around?
I don't know if you should keep that around.
It just stays out.
No, it does. I'm imagining that it can also disappear.
Okay, right? Then, yeah, I'm assuming, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Town.
If it was out, you would have been stopped by the guards before coming
I'll assume before we, like, got up to the guards, I, like, summoned it back in my chest.
Yeah.
I was having trouble sending the photo. I couldn't drag it from mine.
Let me see if I can.
I had to take a screenshot off the Google Drive and then...
Gotcha. I thought that's what I was going to have to do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
have to do that later.
I've been doing that for a while.
So, alright. So she's like, well, can I get you guys anything?
Yeah, I'll take my usual.
You guys okay?
Roll. What's your usual? What's Vigo's usual?
Actually, no. Roll a D100 and figure out what your usual is.
That's what I'm saying.
It's unhinged. I want it to be like that this is Vigo's
normal. It's a one.
You die.
Oh.
We're drinking this thing, you die.
A one, it's called the Flaming Dragon, and it's a spicy beer that causes the user to breathe fire whenever they burp.
Okay. Oh. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I don't need a drink to make me do that.
She brings it back over and she goes, you do know the only reason I still keep this around is wherever you roll into town. Nobody else buys this stuff.
And I appreciate that.
She goes, hey, only for my best customer.
I'll take two.
she brings another one.
Tastes awful.
Tastes great.
Tastes like ash.
does anyone else want anything from the bar?
Oh.
Is Connie
hello, yeah. What's your name again?
Reese.
Hello. I am.
He's our weird little guy.
One alcohol, please.
she goes.
Do I need
I surely got one of those. Give me just a second. Roll.
She brings out that book that's like,
D100.
This is the legal drinking age of each race.
Nick, do you?
What is that?
It's 90.
90.
No, it's 9.
I'm
just
confused.
9?
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's 9.
I'm
very confused.
it's called the Queaker. It is a nasty rum that gives a high-pitched voice for 1d4.
Days?
Hours.
Oh, that the Queaker.
For the next 4 hours, Constantine sounds like he just ingested helium.
He's not a big drinker, but...
You need a voice changer.
Oh, yeah, roll your con save.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I've never had this beer before.
She goes, yeah, that one will do it to you.
What in the seven houses is this called? Is this called?
You're good for now.
Roll your con save. Con.
I need to actually have, like, mutagen I could use that could give me a higher
con.
That's
a 6 plus... 1.
yeah, so you're like the rum hits you a little harder than you anticipate, and you're already like, ooh,
it hasn't eaten yet.
You're like, oh, brother, that was stronger than you anticipated. Does anyone else want something?
Yeah.
I love getting to do this.
Why not?
Well, the reason we play D&D is so that we can roleplay drinking alcohol.
Instead of actually doing it.
Instead of actually
drinking alcohol. Who needs to party when you can do this?
So as a D100 and...
I have the big ball.
You might have to roll it on the ground, though.
Cannonball.
Literally a cannonball.
The ball is cannon. 63. It is... it is the Ciderella, a sweet apple cider considered a girl's drink. Even the toughest bloke will begin giggling like a little girl after a few drinks.
I hate my life.
Yeah, that's 63. So yeah, it comes out in like a little dainty glass well. Like it's a little goblet. And she passes it along. She goes, hey. She goes, look. You see the guy over the corner? You see the absolute most massive man you've ever seen in your entire life. Tatted all the way up and down. Oh. And she goes, he gets 4 of them every Friday night.
I haven't drank in a while. I just wanted something like a little refreshing.
She goes, hey, that'll do the trick.
So it's a con save?
Yeah.
Oh, my constitution's not good. I'm not gonna use that one, actually. I'm gonna use this one. Because this is better.
What'd you roll?
Seven.
Also seven. Rolled another seven? Yeah, you also, like, you knock it back and you're like, oh, yeah, I get why the tough guy likes it, because it hits way harder than it has any right to for an apple cider. And yeah, so you are also, so keep track of this, people. So Connie and you of 1 point. I think if you get three of them,
yeah,
you're unconscious.
You're blackout, yeah.
You're blackout drunk.
Dang.
So
that's crazy.
And every drink you have raises the DC a bit as well.
Oh, how much do these cost?
Oh yeah.
She's probably gonna do the first round on the house because
yeah.
it's y'all. Mm. You'll have to pay for every drink after that.
I'll still slide her two gold.
Huh?
I'll still slide her two gold, just because...
Wow, yeah. Vigo's parting with money. He must really like this trick.
she just kind of slides it over, but she doesn't say... Like,
what,
she...
is it a mother?
No.
Where is her children? and is it a brat from magic school?
She is a tall, muscular orc, so, you know.
Yeah.
What do
yeah.
I know, Nathan?
There's a
time. How tall is she?
She's probably about as tall as you are.
Okay, that's what I wondered.
Pretty big. Who else wants stuff?
I
roll a D100.
Can I pie popular demand, by the way?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you
does she have like a stage or something that I could use?
Oh,
yeah,
dude,
there's almost like a little place over there.
15.
I was wondering if I could apply my trade here.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, oh, you the bardic tax or?
Oh yeah, something similar to that. I usually play instruments. Sometimes I do little magic shows.
She goes, oh well, we could always use a good magic show around here. She goes, there's it literally almost looks like the equivalent of a couple crates stacked shoved
together.
Pretty
used to that.
So.
All right, guys, my first performance roll.
Yay!
Let's go.
Natural 20.
Let's
yeah!
go.
Let's go. You know what? On a natural 20, I'll say that Reese is so impressed that she gives all of you guys a free stay.
Nice.
So it
That's
makes
crazy.
Sense to everyone. 15.
Come check it out if you want. That's a nat 20.
15.
Well, that's like
it's called the Sun's Glory.
Oh!
A citrusy cider that makes your eyes glow like an ashbar.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
They don't exist, though.
yeah, your eyes just look really glowy.
They just really
glowy.
I imagine it almost kind of looks like a cat's when they catch the light wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what your eyes look like right now.
Con save is 18.
18? Yeah, you're good.
You're fine.
This is far more interesting than anything else I would have found in Guardia. Besides the one more, no choice.
Hold on, let's do yes. Will's because he hasn't done one yet.
Yeah.
70. it's Smirnome, a vodka that fills your brain with the weirdest ideas. Although the next morning, after you've likely had no memory of inventing. A sunlight starring clockwork pigeon to hunt vampires with is literal description. So you're just
wait, say that again?
It says, a vodka that fills your brain with the weirdest ideas. Although the morning after, you'll likely have no memory of inventing a sunlight starring clockwork pigeon to hunt vampires with. It's an example of, like, you basically are, like, in a fugue state of, like, hey, what if we found the Center of Magicka by, like, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. Awesome. So roll me a con save.
16.
So you're good on con save, but you were like, hey, I've got an idea about how we solve this thing, guys. I got it.
What is it?
What did you
What is your way of solving our problem?
So what we do is you build things, right?
Yes.
What you do is you build a bunch of little constructs that go out throughout the city until we find a Sept of Magicka.
Oh.
That's
brilliant.
Connie is only one drink in and is totally down with this.
I do not know how to build a construct, though, but I will find out.
Sounds like a plan.
No, I was 31.
Yes. 31. It is called...
Hello?
Oh.
Get in line, buddy.
Is she single?
Oh, boy.
Oh, woman. Oh,
okay. Here, roll. Okay, let's do it this way. Roll again, because that one doesn't really work for this particular scenario. I could tell you what it was just for kicks. Sure. But it's called the traffic stop. Whenever a fight seems to be brewing, everyone orders a traffic stop. It's a mug of three separate liquors that stay separated in their mug. All very strong. The goal is to drink it all before the local police force arrives. I was like, I don't really want to call the police right now. Let's not do that one.
Traffic stop before.
yeah, y'all definitely had a traffic 37. Stop. 37. Okay. Okay. It is a honey pine dew, an imported, it calls it a halfling mead, served in small cups. It's very pleasant taste.
Sounds good.
Oh, so this is deceptive for how much alcohol content is in it.
Yes.
Failed the concept.
So I imagine that it is almost like in a very fancy, almost shot glass size.
Ooh.
Glass.
I got a 3 on con save, so he's
no!
He is off kilter.
Yeah. You're already struggling. Okay. So
I don't want to drink anything. I just want to talk to her. Like, just...
Yeah.
Not like that!
Let's go through a second round of... see if anyone wants to do a second round of alcohol so that we all stay on the same level.
Yeah.
And then we can decide from there. Do you want another...
Sure. I'll roll again.
Okay.
Yeah, because August and Constantine have already taken another one. So.
990.
990.
Shut up.
90.
He just can't
90.
Speak.
90 is, inverted rum. When you drink it, everyone around you,
not
a 15-point cube, becomes drunk. The dose does not include yourself. So everyone else, here's what we'll do. Everyone else roll me a constitution.
Oh, okay.
God.
Does that include Reese or no?
Yeah.
Am I within 15 feet? Much.
The building's probably.
Roll a con
feet.
Save.
What's wrong with rolling a con? Did he pass?
I didn't.
Oh.
It's 13. It's the inverted rum.
What's the DC to save?
You're 2 in, so it's like 17 for you now.
I got 15.
Oh no!
So you're passed
so
out
like,
drunk
I
now.
Imagine like some wave, like some like almost visible wave,
and just
comes
boom.
Out. It's like I'm standing.
Absolutely
death.
Passed
family
out.
Family Guy death pose.
4. So you failed twice now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you roll?
I'll like to do another one. I've only done my one.
Okay, but what for the con save?
Oh no, I passed. I had like a 17 or something like
I
that.
I got a 13.
Well, it still would have been. That was only 17 because it was technically his third. So you would have had to. Yours would have been like 12. So
yeah.
Paul.
I got 13.
13, and you hadn't had any, so you're
no,
good.
I'm good.
All right. So I hope everyone else is keeping track of their tallies because I'm not anymore. Do you wanted another one?
I felt nothing from that, so I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? Let's do another one.
Nice.
Oh, shoot, it's like past midnight for Paul. What's he doing now?
He's always up past
midnight. Yeah.
I've talked to him till like 4 in the morning once.
What?
62.
Paul really wants to hear about this new woman.
I know.
It's... I'll just tell you what it directly says, and then I'll tell you what it says in this context. It says, for parentheses, local deities' sake, a local sake or rice wine popular with priests. So we'll say for ecclesia's sake. It's a drink that it's just like a rice wine.
Okay.
That like...
I do dare you to romance this woman, though.
No!
Simply for the purpose so Paul can.
Guarantee you the thought has not crossed August's mind at all.
I think that Reese is just really impressed that there is a like a kind of respectable person in her.
Yeah.
Apparently,
can hold
it's
his
pretty
liquor.
Rare.
21.
You got 21? Yeah, you're fine. You're blazing for this.
My God, this is great. You guys
Let's
are,
go,
you
dude. Who else has
I'm
had two?
I'm just apparently really performing over in the corner.
Yeah. You've had two. Kronk. I can't remember if... You're done.
Yeah, I'm done.
I can't remember if
Sorry.
One has had two. You have technically failed two, but only had one.
Yes.
You want another one?
No.
Wait, no, you're not there
but
yet.
I had to fail two.
What do you mean?
I was
going to
say...
Because he had to get first run, so I made everyone else roll constitution.
I was going
to
say...
I was mad. I wanted to talk to Reese, and now I'm over Dan because I'm drunk.
I mean, you are
seven.
Drunk, but you can still talk to her. You're conscious.
I think it's level seven.
I'm conscious, but I'm drunk.
The flushing only works for muted.
I think so. I'll have
yes,
to double check that.
So I mean, like,
you're
not
something
like
funny to know.
Yeah,
you're not,
it would
like,
be funny
out of
if
your
it...
mind when you're drunk. You can still like have a conversation.
So
yeah.
Are you just passed out at the bar now?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just passed out.
I'm probably then going to like want to like pick you up and take you to the room. And be like, all right, gotta take care of my buddy. Like, pat on the back, pick you up and take you to, like. Good night.
Yeah. She passes you the key. She like slides.
Good night at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Good night. Good night for him.
Yeah. True.
She kind of like slides the key to the room down the bar, and you grab it and take
Please
it.
Please tell me we're not crammed in one room again.
No, she's probably got you in several different rooms. Yeah. Sasa only had you in one room, so that's the only space she had.
How are we bunking?
Have you had two drinks?
I had one.
Do you want another one?
No.
Okay. Now, okay. And you don't want any?
No.
Just grab two caps. Okay.
You performing?
I am performing.
All right.
I'm
going to talk to...
I want to try.
Yeah.
You're drunk.
Hey, look, man. She talks to drunk people all day.
Yeah.
So that's not new for her.
So, well, honestly, this isn't going to be much different from how Yenny usually talks.
Yeah.
So, are you from Tanakh? Or are you from here?
Here. She goes,
so are you
from here?
She just kind of looks and she goes, it kind of under breath, she goes, wow, it really has been a while since you've had alcohol.
Yeah, I said that.
And then she goes, no, she just goes, nah, I've lived in Caudalier my whole life. She goes, are you from around these parts, or are you from...
No, I'm not from here. I'm from Tanakh. I just was curious because I don't see a lot of... I mean, okay,
out of character, yeah.
Is there a lot of orcs in Ilya? I thought the orcs were mostly...
No, orcs are mostly in Kurza.
In Kurza.
It's the elves that originate from Tanakh. Despite the fact that our dynamic makes it look like it's flipped.
Yes.
Because we have one orc that's from Tanakh and all of our elves are from Kurza.
Yeah.
Traditionally, it is the opposite.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Man, we really just said, tip the scales.
We just said, no.
So, what's the opposite of that?
Exactly.
We only have elves from Kurza and we only have an orc from Tanakh.
So, state your question again.
But, I don't even remember what the question was.
You
it's
were
okay, you're
just
drunk.
Saying, is
she
this
from
normal,
here?
Like, it's
yeah.
weird that you're here because aren't orcs normally from other places?
I thought usually, I mean, yes, I'm from Tanakh, but I thought there's a lot, like, mainly it was either Tanakh, somewhat, or Kurza.
She goes, my people came down from Kurza ages ago when Caudalier was but a little city and long before all of this Dragonheart tech stuff. So we weren't nearly as big a name as we were then. But, I mean, we all make a place for ourselves somewhere, don't we?
We could certainly try to. I was going to ask for something, and now I forgot. I love my brain.
So you're just accurately role-playing.
I'm just so good at guys.
She's so good at role-playing being drunk.
Guess who's wine drunk on a Tuesday?
Just wine drunk on a Tuesday. I mean, that's
great that you were able to make a living here. So the Dragonheart tech wasn't really around when you, like, when you were first kind of coming up and...
Oh, well, like, it's been around my whole life, but my family has lived in, my family, going back several generations, have lived here for a great many years, and we've, let's just say that my family has been here longer than the Ecclesia has, so...
And do you agree with anything that the Ecclesia are doing?
I mean, is it nice that, that we have, brighter streetlights and better kitchens and, more, modern amenities? Yeah, I mean, I don't get, some people get a little too wrapped up in the Ecclesia, and I'm not one of those people. I mean, they don't, she goes, some people get a little too into the Ecclesia and think that they're, like, a replacement for divinity, but, I mean, they probably do more for us down here than the monarchy does, so I don't care.
Yeah, unfortunately, that seems to be the case in a lot of places that our whole crew has been swinging by.
Yeah. I mean, you get people accustomed to a certain kind of luxury. It is what it is. But are you guys... She's kind of looking at everyone at the table now. She goes, are y'all going to be here for a while? Or are y'all kind of just, like, stopping through?
I say, yeah, I think we're just stopping for about a day or so.
She goes, sounds fair. She goes, you didn't give yourself a whole lot of time to take in all the sights, but I'm sure that you'll manage to. You've got, she kind of pushes, like, you got two good tour guides of at least the worst parts of Cavalier, so.
It's true.
I'm done with my set. I'm going to be like, yeah, we're planning on maybe doing some shopping, some lat questing, and moving through.
Hey, this is the place to do it.
What time is it about now? Is it getting late?
No, it's not late, but it's like probably like 4.
You went to the room already, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No,
I'm
August.
I'm done, so he's with me.
Okay. So y'all are bonking.
Reese,
I just took him to the room.
We were coming by, obviously, to have a few drinks, but also we're trying to get leads on the Ecclesia Draconis.
Leads on the Ecclesia Draconis. Surely they haven't drawn the attention of your establishment.
More of a personal nature.
Yeah.
We've been a little dragged into a situation. We just want to know what's going on.
She goes, well, I mean, the Ecclesia Draconis has, like, office hours if you wanted to just go speak to somebody.
Our plan with that? Like, was there someone specific we were looking for?
There was a specific person in the Ecclesia Draconis that we had gotten note of through you.
Yeah.
What were the specs on that? Specifications? Were there any details regarding that?
There was a specific person's name that's high up in the Ecclesia Draconis that had some letter that he read.
Yeah.
What and was I the don't name? Remember any of that information other than that.
What was it?
Was it the one you're talking about? The one we found on the sky, or the guy, or the
church? Found it.
There was a letter we found in the church, I believe. When you were snooping around the Dragonheart leak.
There was the. I eavesdropped on a conversation, but it didn't have.
Maybe that might have just been the one though. I thought that was the one that related to the Dragon Slayer.
No, there's the letter that we found on the Dragon Slayer.
Okay.
And then there's the conversation that I eavesdropped on. Mm-hmm. I don't remember there being a letter.
The Dragon Slayer letter was just basically in advance reporting back about the whole dragon situation.
Yeah.
Just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
I don't remember why we were coming to.
Yeah, I remember when there wasn't anything that was in the temple church that, like, surprise, like, oh, there's schemes afoot. It's just like, oh, yeah, there was a, this is a chemical, like, the chemical plant just had a leak. It wasn't, there wasn't anything that seemed suspicious or out of view or scheming or I would have written it down.
I think it was just generally we were trying to figure out what the Ecclesia Draconis knew about the Septimagica.
There was something about the vice chaplain, was it?
Oh, you learned that the chaplain of the cathedral in Loren died in the attack, and the vice chaplain was responsible for it in their absence.
Oh.
Mm.
Hmm.
But I don't know anything about...
I think we just want to get more accurate information or, like, double up on what we knew from, like, what the Oracle said. Be like,
yeah.
This is what you told us, but, like, what's... Like, is there anything else we can back that up with, or are we supposed to just go off of what you said? Mm-hmm. Or what the person in my head says.
Mm-hmm. We've got one second opinion. Let's get a third.
We got one second opinion from a source that I trust.
But that we don't necessarily...
Yeah. But no, but for understandable reasons, not everyone else does.
Yeah.
And so we just want to, like, confirm what we've already heard, make sure we're doing what we need to be doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you heard of the Septa Magica?
The Septa who
now? The Septa Magica?
The...
I don't think the random... Like, not random, but, like, I don't think this...
She might have.
People will necessarily have heard of the Septa Magica.
Maybe. You never know.
She goes, you better not be getting caught up in any sort of magic mumbo-jumbo anymore.
Oh, we did.
She goes...
We did feel bad.
She goes...
We didn't have a choice.
We are chosen one. Oh, no, I'm not there.
You're passed out.
He astral projects. We are chosen.
We are the chosen.
She goes, well, I mean, if you get caught up in too much magical business, I can't think of anyone other than the Ecclesia Draconis to speak to about it. So, I mean, they deal with all of the magic tech that we use anyway, so.
Yeah, that's why we're here. We're trying to see what we see.
Well, there's plenty to be seen around here,
bless you.
So feel free to stay here as long as you need to, so.
I was planning on, before it gets too late, going out, seeing if I can find my contact in the city.
Yes.
Do you want me to go with you, or are you going by yourself from the video?
Which one was it?
Honestly, the two people I was thinking of bringing with me are passed out drunk or in the room with the drunk guy right now.
No, I get back
out. How long until I wake up?
Yeah, no, like, I like set him down so he's not, like, passed out in the bar, but I'm just, like, make sure he's safe in the room.
Okay, so you're here.
So
okay.
I'm back out.
I'd probably bring August with me then.
Okay.
Everybody likes August. This will be fine.
Yeah. This person's gonna like you.
Okay, good.
I don't see why this person won't like you.
Alright, okay.
Yep.
No, you're fine.
So, yeah.
What's happening?
I accidentally touched her. I didn't realize you were like super ticklish.
Ugh, I hate being ticklish.
I'm saying Hannah's ticklish.
No, I will bury your fingers in the backyard. Leave me alone.
Bury your fingers in the backyard is wild.
I think about that every time I get, like, a pedicure. I'm always like, I hate being ticklish. I hate being ticklish. Like, every single thing. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, it's okay. I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry if I'm ruining everything for you.
Me at the dentist.
Oh, no, I'm just high at the dentist.
Yeah.
You guys seen the thing about people who have a really bad gag reflex about hearing other people, like, gagging? So the people have been weaponizing it against their partner. So, like, they'll have a recording of, like, they go on, like, ugh, it's like...
Or they'll take the thing and go,
it's like a psychic attack.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm almost like that. I have a really weak stomach.
She does.
Yeah. She wants to try to throw up, try to claim a cat puke once, and I almost threw up.
Mm.
Yeah. So, Gunnar, you and August are going to go meet your contact?
Yes, Mara.
Where would you go find
her? Heck yeah.
Where would you go find her?
Well, we're already kind of in the shady area of town.
You are in the shady area of town?
It's the black market area is where she'll be.
I imagine that you know of a sector of the shady part of Cotillere that, like, every store is a genuine store, but also a front for something else. And that's, like, the black market area.
Mm-hmm.
So, With that in mind, what kind of store would Mara present herself to be she would present herself to be the proprietor of this, but...
You can't
even close that and put it away.
I can't close it because I'm afraid I'm going to get all of the crumbs everywhere. I'm going to make it your problem.
Quum.
Do it fast. Crunch. That probably sounded creepy.
Is this a recording?
For the audio?
It should be. Double check, make sure it is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
just
cool.
Throw that right on the phone. Sorry, Paul at home.
It's still recording everybody flirting with, you know.
For sure. Yeah, everybody's flirting with Reese. And by that, we mean literally no one.
What was she?
I don't know, probably textiles, coffee tables. I was thinking either, I think it would probably be Dragonheart Technology.
Okay.
August. Which is why I think August would go along.
Okay.
Either that or like a
illegal
dragon technology. Because this is the seat of the Ecclesia.
Probably that or a weapon shop. One of the two, I don't know.
Or both.
Is that what she presents herself at the front? Okay. Dragonheart Tech seems reasonable. You walk through this sort of area of town that's like sort of a shopping district, and you're like, this is trying to seem nice. Like, this is trying to seem like the area of town that we stopped through when we came
in. Did you tell me what kind of area we're going to? Or am I just like, yeah, I'll go with you, and I just don't know what I'm walking into?
I think I told you that I'm going, that we're going to go meet a contact of mine who can get us pretty much anything.
Hold on, I gotta figure out if I know what the heck you mean by that. Or if I'm like, okay, cool.
That can help us get any supplies we would need.
Okay, I understand the implications. Okay. High enough.
What's your intelligence and wisdom?
I mean, it's not high, but I rolled 19.
Well, I know. I'm just like...
Oh, my intelligence and wisdom?
Are you a naive person?
A little bit. He hasn't gone out much. Okay. Intelligence is 11, wisdom is 12.
I don't really see you as the naive, though.
It's not even like... It's just like he's not very world-traveled. Mm. So it's like, you know, they're in this little small town, but...
It's not street smart.
No.
Street smarts. You're all gonna die. So this place is trying to present itself as being nice, but it's not really.
Kind of lean over to August, be like, I don't wander into any stores here.
All right.
If they don't rob you, they'll scam you. One of the two.
I'll just follow your lead then.
And then I'll walk into Mara's store.
Yeah, you peel off into this small store. It basically, like, the front end of it is, like, the size of a walk-in closet. Essentially, it's so small. Because real estate, even in the seedy areas of Caudalere, is a hot commodity. And so you see that it's, like, the front part of the store that you can see is, like, full of, like, Dragonheart Technology, and it seems all like benign. It's like little trinkets or like a watch or a
wrist clock.
Like it's a clock or it's a little wind up toy or it's like all things that seem like that you would almost find in like a clockwork sort of store, but it's all relatively benign. Right. And you see a girl, a woman. Early 20s, across the counter. She's wearing, like, those jeweler glasses because she's focusing on something at the counter. So she's leaned over. Yes.
Yeah.
And you see, she doesn't even, like, you hear, there's a little bell that rings as the door opens, but she doesn't even bother to look up. She's like,
dang.
Welcome to the Clockwork Emporium. How can I... Gunner, was that you?
Hello, Mara.
She flips up her goggles. Yeah, she recalibrates them so she can see. She's just like bug-eyed. And she's just like, she kind of like hops over the table and she runs to give you a hug. She's like, what are you doing here? It's been ages.
We're looking for some information on Septa Magica.
She goes to Septa Magica. She kind of looks over at August and she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. What is that?
He's fine. He's involved in it. It's fine.
Ma'am. Hat off still. I'm an establishment. My hat's off.
I love it. I love the establishment.
Do you wear a cowboy hat?
Yes, this entire time.
I love that he has manners.
I just find it funny how I make a character named Jack. She plays a character named Jack first. I make a cowboy character. You play a cowboy character first. So it seems like I'm copying y'all.
Everyone's jumping the gun, man.
Oh, okay.
She kind of is just like, she kind of is just like looking out the door. Why don't we step into my office for a moment? She kind of like lifts up the counter, brings you back. There's like a little... This is essentially like a broom closet that has a little desk kind of shoved into a corner and like a chair. And she sits down in the chair and she goes, so you're trying to figure out about the what now?
So we got kidnapped by this ancient wizard guy.
You kidnapped?
A little bit. We escaped. Kind of.
Well, I would hope that you are not currently still captured by an ancient evil wizard guy.
He told us, me and some other people, that we're basically destined to kill this Septa Magica and that they're doing a whole bunch of evil things to ruin the world. Trying to figure out, because it seems like we're going to run into them, what's going on here.
She goes, well, that sounds a little bit out of your pay grade, at least for normal work.
I mean, yeah, typically I'm not hunting ancient wizard people.
She goes, nah, ain't that for sure. What is that we doing?
She bit me.
That was not the answer to the question that I asked, but okay.
I just kind of let her do whatever, you know. She just does things.
Just slumped over.
And she's just like, I mean, I don't.
Sorry, I had to.
I don't. It's okay. No, I mean, I don't. She's like, I don't. Septa Magica. She's like, I don't. I mean, that's not like anything like the Tale of the Seven Heroes. Is it?
Cool.
Now that sounds like it might be. There are seven of them.
Well, I mean, Septa Seven, that's the only connection that I can tell. I don't know. It's like a story that my mom told me growing up about these seven heroes that go and they killed a dragon lord and they were like the ones who started Dragonheart Tech. Like, they were the first person to take a Dragonheart.
Is this sounding like it?
Really?
But you said that this ancient wizard guy was, like, evil. These guys aren't evil. They, like, I mean, we have Dragonheart tech. She kind of is motioning to all of the Dragonheart technology around her shop. She goes, we have Dragonheart technology because of them. So...
Yeah, well... We did find out that the dragons are technically still alive inside of this technology.
She goes, wait, I'm sorry, they're still what now?
Their spirit is inside of this stuff.
At least their heart.
Or at least the heart. Which the rest of this stuff is supposedly connected to.
Okay, that's... She's like, I'm not like listening to our conversation right now, am I?
I don't know how invested they are, or if anyone can talk to them inside of their state, but...
Okay. August, have you heard this yet?
No. News to me.
What?
Wait, no, I already know.
Yeah.
No, but like... No,
I didn't process this
yet. The general information I'd never heard before until
and Yenny said something. But I would. No, he's still processing. He's figuring it out in his head. He's just like, my entire livelihood, evil. Uh oh.
Whoopsies.
So she's just like, I don't even know. She's also just like, but the dragons are like, they're like evil though. So like, if they've got a bad guy trapped, then I don't know why that's a problem.
The dragon, I've met one dragon so far.
You met a dragon?
Yeah, she seemed more upset that people were hunting her people than...
Well, like, yeah, okay. I would be mad if people killed all of my friends, even if we were all bad guys, so...
But she was also helping other people that weren't involved with the technology.
Anyway, more about these anyway, seven heroes.
Does not compute.
More about seven heroes.
Hold on, I have to use the bathroom more fast.
No.
But we're just getting to the story of the seven heroes.
Ah, no, I'm sorry.
For listeners at home, Macy's got a gossip girl.
You having fun?
What a compromising position.
My shishy. Had my shirt in her mouth.
Huh?
I've had worse.
She bites me sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
I picked up on that.
It's the sound effects. They go crazy.
We would never know if she didn't make sound effects.
See, that's what it is. Like, you know what she's doing, but you hear... not my new City of Ackworth basketball championship t-shirt that I got a couple days ago.
Why?
I won.
She won.
I didn't know you played.
No, I just get extra t-shirts at work.
Oh.
So after they're done, like, oh, you left over a t-shirt. Who wants one? And I always want one. I have so many of these t-shirts in so many different colors. They had two mediums and a small.
Lame, Eddie. You need to order more sizes,
honestly.
Lame-o.
Sleeping in his car for 3 hours.
Stupid idiot. I hate him.
He came in. First of all, he said he's going to come in at 10. Then he came in. They said then 10:30, then 10:45. Then he came in at 11. Took an early lunch at 11:30 and then went to his car and slept for 3 hours and then came back inside at 3 p.m.
Huh.
Like, I got to work at 2 and everyone was talking like, who's going to wake up Eddie? Like, somebody needs to go knock on his windows and wake him up.
How is he still employed?
No one can get fired from my job.
Honestly. Takes a lot. You've got to be like a really, really awful person.
That is insane.
To be fair, that's also the way it is at Hennessy.
It's like sometimes it's really nice being super informal, and then sometimes you're like, okay, I've got like, we can step it up a little.
Can we walk
well,
in?
A little
like,
bit of structure.
Like, is it like probably good?
You used to be a porter, right?
Super good friends with my boss.
Valet,
okay. Well, I guess a porter's a little bit different. What the heck are they doing when I'm like, they're supposed to bring me a car from VW to the university to work on, and I'm like waiting 2 hours for them, and they said they left an hour ago and it's 5 minutes down the road. I'm like, where the heck is this guy?
Are you free November or something?
Like all the time.
Exciting.
I feel like half the time I see our porters, they're running around like chickens with their head cut off, and the other half, they're sitting in there on their phones.
Yeah,
that
was like
it's like they get in the car and then they go take it for a joyride, and they don't actually bring it to the dealership where I need to work on it.
Yeah. I mean, that has definitely happened at our...
Or they were smoking weed, because I could smell it.
Fall back.
That one too. We had one of the guys at the other location got fired because... He took a car from inventory to go pick his kid up from school while he was still on the clock.
and they got in a wreck in the car, and that's how they found out about it.
Are you serious?
Wow.
This was a Porsche?
So he got fired.
That guy had some balls, dude.
Balls?
And that wasn't the first time he had done it either. Balls. That was just the first time he got caught.
Oh, because he crashed.
Because he crashed.
Why did nobody...
That's ridiculous.
Did you just text Ash and Haley?
No, I texted. You're in there.
Oh, like, I know there's good workers and people with work ethic, but why is it so rare?
Yeah.
Like,
most of the time I've heard about someone getting fired from one of the Hennessy stores, it's because they crashed a car, and that led to management finding out about them doing some stuff they weren't supposed to be doing.
Really?
I love it. I'm like, okay.
So it's not even about the car being crashed, it's just all the other crap they did.
I mean, as long as you don't completely, like, total the car.
Yeah.
You recorded me. I was reacting to...
No, I know. That's what was cracking me up.
They have to, like, suspend you.
Or they might dock it from your pay or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, I've damaged
Yeah, I did. But isn't that why insurance exists? Because stuff's going to happen, you know, when you're operating vehicles all the time.
So they're not going to blame you if something happens, but they're... They're gonna
force it around.
They still have to do like a drug test and stuff. And that's how one of our guys got fired because he crashed a car and then had to go take a drug test.
Seriously?
So I got fired.
No, I mean, we don't have one.
That's crazy.
As much as I
want
to, I don't have to go, but I don't
The heck,
also, I know I'm the minority, but I like going to miss warm out.
And then there was a story from
if you go early on, it's
that my dad told me about shortly after I left. They had hired a bunch of new salesmen.
April.
And
it's better.
Apparently, two of them are dating.
Paul, I hope you're doing well in England.
They, oh,
you're
this
eating
is all,
a lot
this
of fish and chips.
This
Dude,
is
you
great.
Gotta go to the
Paul's
Gordon
gonna
Ramsay.
Love it.
Paul's gonna love it.
Gordon Ramsay.
We love you, Paul.
It was, I don't remember if it was after hours.
That's true.
Or
that's something
before hours.
That Dave does with his kids. So they come up to him and he puts his hands on their head and he's like, what are you? And they go,
are you serious?
A sandwich.
Figure.
And they got fired.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing
holy cow. I thought you were going to say in the car, not the...
This one, and every time I picked
no,
up the hot glue,
I turned off. I ran into...
Did I show you the crap I did?
I saw someone doing that at the Honda store in the car. No one said anything about it. I'm like,
bro, that is crazy. What is wrong with people?
She needs someone to, like, do it and see if there's anything.
That's just... First of all, that's wrong, but second, it's so unsanitary.
Do it, and then also, like, as an example... So I made a turkey wind sock. That took me forever. You want to see my turkey wind sock?
Yeah. Oh, it's cute.
Isn't that cute?
Wind sock.
I got
Have
paid.
You put it in the wind yet?
I got
so you can
paid
see it?
To okay. make this.
Nice. Have you put it outside to see if the
no,
wind...
No,
can...
that's supposed to be like the example craft for the kids. So.
Gotcha.
It's like the weather rock.
Yeah.
The what?
You see the picture of the weather rock?
There's a weather rock at Hillcrest.
It's a rock. And then next to it is a little
it's like
a
the
sign
rope.
That shows what condition the rock is in, what the weather is.
So if the rock is
so
wet.
If the rock is dry, hey, it's sunny outside.
If the rock is wet,
hey,
it's
raining.
If the rock is gone, it's windy.
I'm glad
the
rock can
is
inform us.
In snow. Hey guys, guess what? It's snowing.
That's amazing.
Okay.
Pretty
great. So
whose idea was
that? Like in 20 minutes, we'll probably wrap up this conversation and that'll be it for today. So she's just kind of like in shock from Mara is in shock from this information and she's just like. Gunnar, I
just flip people's worldviews when we're trying to get information out of them.
She's just like Gunnar, I believe you, but this is, I feel like if this was true, wouldn't the Ecclesia Draconis have said something?
Why would they?
Well, because, like, that's, like, their whole thing. Like,
exactly, that's their whole thing. Why would they ruin that for themselves?
Look, I have no love lost for the Ecclesia Draconis, but the only reason that we know anything, they hold all of the information. How are we supposed to know any different?
I'm not saying you're supposed to. I'm just letting you know it is different.
She just kind of like stares off into space for a minute. She's trying to process this. She's like,
You came in here for something. What?
Right, the Septimagica. You were saying something about seven heroes. Does that sound related?
It's like a children's tale that, like, my mom told us before bedtime about, like, these seven heroes, and they all came together because, like, the dragon lords had started turning against the people and were, like, oppressing them. So then the seven heroes banded together and they went and killed one of the dragon lords. And they took its heart, and then they figured out that they could use the magic from the dragon heart, and now we have technology.
Hmm. Okay.
Bad.
Great.
I'm not there, but bad.
Well, other than that, we were also wanting to see if we get supplies for our travels.
She goes, that of all things I can help you with. Do you have, like, a list for her or something?
I assume I would. And then I would probably add on. I kind of want to see, if this would be considered a monk weapon.
You're a monk weapon?
But rather than having, like, a short sword, if I could,
bow staff? Quarter staff, whatever?
I was more thinking those little things where they, like, sling on, like, a rope.
Oh, like a nunchuck?
Ebola?
Oh!
Ebola. That's what it is.
Yes.
The capture thing that you throw at people?
No.
I know what you're talking about. It's the TikTok thing.
You're talking about the thing that JoJo
like
had?
The meteor. No,
the meteor hammer. That's what it
the
is.
The meteor hammer. God.
What? You know what? That's dexterity based enough that I'd let it be a monk weapon.
Heck yeah, dude.
For, like, fantasy
they're
games.
But it's like
literally
to use in real life.
Yes.
It's basically just a heavyweight on a rope.
Mm-hmm.
You mean a flail?
No.
A very long rope.
It's just a rope.
A very long rope with a very small weight.
Oh, it's like a kunai. It's like a rope dart, but with a weight at the end.
Yes.
Instead of a
wanted to try and find one of those.
Yes.
You can take a rock and tie a bocce ball to a rock.
Well, that was more meaning one that's like maybe like a.
You drill a hole into it.
Like a meteor hammer, but with a knife on the end.
She's just like, ooh, let me see what I can do about that one.
The rope dart, that's what they're called.
This guy will teach you how to use a rope. I just found some Google images.
That's all fantastic for you. He's just like, she's just like, yeah, I mean, she's like, yeah, I can get all this. Yeah, that's pretty easy.
Well, we're going to go shopping tomorrow. Do you want to wait to try to find that other Galactus?
He can pre-order it.
Comes out at midnight.
Midnight release.
Midnight release. I mean, yeah, we can do that too, but. The main reason I was wanting to come here was for information, so.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm just saying.
Just be like, we might be back for goods.
And she's like, hey, I'll be here, so I ain't going anywhere. She's like, you're not. She just kind of looks, and she looks a little bit more concerned. She kind of is like trying to pull you aside a little bit away from August, and she's just like, hey, you're not mixed up in like anything super dangerous, are you?
I like how they're so concerned for us.
I'm a prophet!
They always are. Yeah. It's just Macy. Macy's concerned for our character.
It's very flattering.
The concern is bleeding out in everybody.
Macy's like, these guys aren't doing good.
It makes sense they would be.
I'm a prophet.
Prophet, I prophesy.
I'm mixed up in a lot.
She goes, well... You're always mixed up in a lot, so that's not new.
Yep.
She's just like, don't get yourself mixed up in too much stuff, okay?
No promises.
Isn't that how it always goes?
No.
She goes, well, at minimum, you should at least try to come around here more often.
That's
fair. Why are you giggling? You're not
there. She took the drink that makes you giggle.
She did.
She's role-playing.
Annie
is magically there playing with August's hair.
So August have long hair?
He does now. Not this long.
Not this long.
So yeah, she's like, yeah, I'll get all of that stuff for you. Just pop by sometime in like the next two, 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, because I was thinking she could probably get it.
She just gets some of the mundane stuff cheaper and faster.
Yeah.
Better, faster, do the stronger.
Because I got frequent flyer miles with her.
All right. So I'm assuming you guys are headed back to the Drunken Druid?
Yeah.
All right. You guys head back to the Drunken Druid for the evening. And I think we are going to wrap things up there. Someone go ahead and stop the recording.
Bye, Paul.
Bye, Paul. We love you.